going to succeed.
Sells Iraq policy in West Virginia.
As a town hall forum.
Survival.
We made it, Mom. We made it.
In the Oregon snows.
We made it.
How safe are ADHD drugs?
These drugs are very powerful stimulants.
Good morning. I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. President Bush makes one more push to revive flagging support for the war in Iraq when he holds a town hall-style meeting in West Virginia a few hours from now. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer has more.
The White House hopes this kind of direct talk connects with voters worried about the U.S. mission in Iraq.
And if I didn't believe we could succeed, I wouldn't be there. I wouldn't put those kids there.
So today in Wheeling, West Virginia, the president will wrap up his latest drive to reassure an anxious public that he understands war worries.
War creates concerns. Nobody likes war.
Mr. Bush could hear some pointed questions today at a town hall meeting in West Virginia, a state that counts 23 war dead in Iraq and Afghanistan. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
In Iraq, new bloodshed as insurgents launch an attack on a police station south of the capital. Reporter Tadek Markowski has more from Baghdad.
The second police station to be attacked in as many days. This one, south of Baghdad, four officers were killed in the attack. Insurgents using small arms and RPGs, that is rocket-propelled grenades, to attack the station.
But the attackers were trapped by U.S. and Iraqi forces, and all 50 insurgents were captured after a two-hour gun battle. A tale of survival from deep in the wilds of Oregon.
Come on, baby.
Hey, come on.
Hi, baby.
An emotional reunion of the Stivers family missing for more than 2 weeks. Peter and Marlo Hill Stivers, their two children and his mother and stepfather, set out on an overnight trip on March the 4th in their recreational vehicle. Now, they were fine until they decided to take a more scenic route and got stuck in snows 4 feet deep. Stiver says there was plenty of food, but it was cold.
He just froze all night long.
Did you have blankets or anything?
You had two little blankets.
We had two wool blankets.
Two little thin blankets in a tent, and we just shivered all night long.
On Monday, Stivers and his wife went for help. They were found yesterday and led rescuers to the others. And the lesson?
Always tell somebody what road you're taking, what route.
Stay on the main roads.
Stay on the main roads. Never take the Oregon mountain roads in the winter.
But the most widely prescribed drugs for the treatment of ADHD are under the federal spotlight this morning.
Once again, an FDA panel is grappling with the risks of powerful drugs used to treat attention deficit. Deficit hyperactivity disorder. This time the focus is on cardiovascular and psychiatric side effects in children. FDA investigators tell the panel hallucinations and psychosis can occur in some patients who have no identifiable risk factors, often in kids under 10 who could be especially traumatized. Many times, they say, simply stopping the drugs solves the problem.
These drugs are necessary for some children, and we're not suggesting that they be taken away.
Cleveland Clinic cardiologist Stephen Nissen was part of another FDA panel that recently recommended tough new warnings about heart risks.
We just want the drugs to be used more carefully, more cautiously, more prudently.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Well, it hasn't arrived yet, and it may never become a pandemic, but federal health officials want schools to prepare for a possible bird flu outbreak. Live to CBS News correspondent Dan Ravee.
Education Secretary Margaret Spellings visiting North Carolina says schools should have a plan to close and perhaps be converted into temporary hospitals and quarantine centers. And a survey of American corporations finds only 15% have a plan for bird flu at Florida State University's Disaster Risk Policy Center. Audrey Heffron.
What would we do if we had only 40% of our workforce at a given time?
The chief doctor at chemical company DuPont, Saul Sachs, has a plan.
We're looking at business continuity, how to keep our employees healthy through this potential pandemic.
Reporting live, Dan Ravive, CBS News.
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we're off to a good start this morning. The Turnpike at 225 are trouble-free. I-25 checks clear as you come out of Thornton Northland into downtown. And we are seeing some trouble in Boulder. Boulderbound on the diagonal. Actually, it's a wreck right around the IBM plant. Foothills Parkway and Highway 93 still pretty quiet. So is Arapahoe, Broadway, Bayside, and South Boulder Road. And checking out the forecast.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth? Real profit. To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. TopTrader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-441-0277. That's 1-800-441-0277. 1-800-441-0277.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
Is replacing your car's windshield on your to-do list? Give Shock Glass a call. They handle the insurance paperwork so you don't have to. Their mobile installers can have your auto glass replaced while you work. Want a discount? Ask your coworkers if they also need their auto glass replaced. For a quick quote, call Kenny Shock at 720-226-4914. Whether for commercial, residential, or auto, give Kenny Shock a call at 720-226-4914.
Do you have a home improvement project? Any home improvement project, but don't know who to call? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Denver's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. House paint, deck remodel, plumber, clean the carpets, whatever the job. Call Best in Class and rest easy because the work is guaranteed and insured. Best in Class will take the guesswork out of your next home project. Call right now, 303-660-9669. That's 660-9669, or go to callbestinclass.com.
You've been working hard all winter. Don't you deserve a break? Just picture yourself on a soft, white, sandy beach, surrounded by swaying palm trees and turquoise blue waters, drinking something with an umbrella in it. Whether you're a student needing to book your spring break or an adult wanting to vacation away from the kids, find your adventure and fun in the sun, sand, and sea with Beaches, etc. Visit BeachesETC.com or call 303-426-4491 to book your vacation now.
Must be confronted by the Iraqi government and a better trained police force. Yet we're making progress, and that's important for the American people to understand.
CBS News White House correspondent Jim Axelrod told the president,
I spent a fair amount of time in front of that hotel in Cleveland talking to people about the war. And one woman who said she voted for you said, you know what? He's losing me. He's been there too long. He's losing me. What do you say to her?
I'm confident, or I believe, I'm optimistic, we'll succeed. If not, I'd pull our troops out. If I didn't believe we had a plan for victory, I wouldn't leave our people in harm's way. And that's important for the woman to understand.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Honey, I'm healthy. I don't need to sign up for a Medicare drug plan.
But Mom, Uncle Luis is just 71 and he takes so many pills. I mean, you never know.
I never thought of it that way.
The more you know about Medicare prescription drug coverage, the better it sounds.
Let me help you sign up. It's peace of mind.
I didn't do so bad with you, did I?
Mama.
For help, call 1-800-MEDICARE, go to Medicare.gov, or turn to each other. To avoid penalties, sign up by May 15th. Paid for by the Department of Health and Human Services.
The Osgood File, March 22nd, 2006.
This is the hour of...
No power.
We're pedaling as fast as we can.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
All right. I know I wasn't supposed to be here this morning. But my MRI got canceled yesterday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So I wasn't going to take a free day off, so I'm here, and it's good to have you along. 6:09, 9 minutes after 6 a.m. 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 35, and the forecast is calling for flurries. How much outrage can you bottle up in a four-hour period? You know, I've said this before. I don't know how many of you stick with me throughout the morning, how many of you are here at 6 o'clock or here between 6 and 7 in the hour of no power and then you're gone, how many of you join at 7 and then leave at 7:30 or 8 o'clock, how many of you join at 9 and stick around until 10. I don't have any idea about that. There's so much going on here this morning. Yeah, there's the president's miserable press conference yesterday in which... he pulled the same old tricks and went one step further, particularly when it came to the NSA spying situation, and everybody missed that comment, with the exception of a few people, including myself, and also well, let's see, I got it, and I heard the right wing trying to use it as ammunition, and John Nichols also caught it, and we'll talk to John Nichols after 9 o'clock. All right, you know, I just don't know where. Have you ever been to the point where you just want to explode, where you just don't know where to start with everything, where there's just so much and you just can't cut, you don't figure out that there's any way to cover it all, and you don't know how you're going to get through the 4 hours, and you want to harp on something, but you don't know if you want to hear it for 4 hours, or whether you want to hear it for 3 hours, or whether you want to hear it for 10 minutes, but it just irks the living, you know what, out of you, to the point where you're just, you know what? Let me tell you something. I hate being lied to. That's number one. And then number two, you know what it is? I also hate being jacked around. I really hate that. Now, I'm willing to cut everybody some slack. People, you know, screw things up. People jack you around. Things happen. They don't mean to do it. You know, I do my share of it, you know, every once in a while. I know there are people who send me emails, and then they claim they never get an answer from me. And maybe, you know, some days I don't answer all my email. And lately, with my hand being screwed up, you know, I can only do a limited amount of typing. So I'm sure there's people out there who send me email and they say, well, you know what, this guy just jacks me around. But I hate being jacked around, so I can sympathize with that. We put in, how many calls, John Turk, do we put in the Attorney General's office, the state of Colorado? We put in 2 or 3 calls. John Southers never, he's a public servant. This freaking guy is not a dictator, okay? He's a public servant. He's on the public dole. He gets paid by the taxpayers, which is you and I. He never had the decency to ever, ever, ever call us back and come on this radio station. Nor did his assistant, Gene Smith. Never had the decency to come on and explain about what the state intended to do, what the AG's office intended to do, about these lying, mudslinging robocalls, which you've heard us talk about now for what, how long? We've been going on these robocalls for at least 2 to 3 weeks. This, you know, we went through normal channels. We asked for this guy to come on. He wouldn't come on. And this guy is a Republican. Is there any shock to this? This guy's a Republican. There's an article this morning, and I nearly missed the article. And John Turk, the producer of this show, got it. There's an article this morning from Lynn Bartles. GOP group won't be prosecuted for calls. Attorney General John Southers' office on Tuesday declined to prosecute a Republican group for sending out mass pre-recorded phone calls that Democrats have called slanderous and illegal. The calls were paid for by the Trailhead Group, a political organization that GOP Governor Bill Owens helped found last year. Yeah, this is the governor that's got all the time to talk about Jay Benish, and has got all the time in the world to talk about Ward Churchill, and has got all the time to sit there and talk about morals, and yet founded this group that engages in this mud crawling. Am I getting too loud here at 6:12, 12 minutes after 6? Hey, I didn't tell these people to put me on morning drive. They could have put me on any time they wanted to. Maybe this is a little too loud in the morning for some of you. But, man, I'm going to tell you something. I am really, really pissed off about this. All right, so Southers says that they're not going to prosecute on these robocalls. The automated, and I'm quoting from the Lynn Bartles article, the automated calls target several Democratic lawmakers, implying they broke or skirted the law because unidentified donors paid for mailings to their constituents. And do we have the Morgan Carroll robocall? Listen to the Morgan Carroll robocall.
Hello, I'm Kelly calling on behalf of the Trailhead Group. We are working to expose political slush funds to the public. The Rocky Mountain News reports that Representative Morgan Carroll took more than $4,000 from a secret political organization. Carroll won't tell anyone who's behind these secret payments. Never before have Colorado legislators taken payments from contributors or lobbyists whose names are supposed to be disclosed and worked so hard to keep them secret. Please call Morgan Carroll at 303-866-2942 and ask her what she's hiding. This message is not associated with any candidate or committee.
You know what? That robocall is an out-and-out lie. Morgan Carroll never received $1 in cash from this group that the Trailhead people are making a big deal out of. Never received a dollar. She received $4,000 worth of public opinion surveys to her district for the radical purpose of trying to get the public's opinion. The surveys were done without her knowledge, consent, or permission. When she found out about it, she disclosed it. The disclosure matter is a matter of public record. There is nothing unethical or illegal about any of this. Yet these robocalls, these smear tactics, were going on not only to Morgan Carroll, but nine other Democrats from the Trailhead Group that have the imprint of Bill Owens, Bruce Benson, and Peter Kors. And John Southers, who is the Attorney General of the state of Colorado, won't do anything about it, won't prosecute, and guess what? Is he an independent? No. What is he? He's a Republican. So they all protect their own. Oh, is that how that works? Is that how that works? And the Republicans are the ones that are always talking about morals. They're always talking about taking the high road. They're always shaking their finger at you and I about morals. They're always talking about their moral superiority and about doing the right thing. They're always screaming about personal responsibility. But when it comes to their own, they can't take any personal responsibility. And you know what my opinion about this is? My opinion is, hey, listen to this, Bill Owens. You and I are friends, and we just don't agree on politics. But I don't want any more of your moral lectures, okay? Because you can't clean up your own act. And John Southers, you deserve to disclose to the public exactly why it is and on what grounds, and not off a Rocky Mountain News article with a couple of quotes. It's our opinion that the statements made by the Trailhead, which resulted in this complaint, do not rise to reckless disregard. Yeah? Tell us why, Deputy Attorney Gene Smith. And you know what? Since when do you not call the media back? Since when do you not call us back or anybody else back? What they did was they just stalled us off. The press secretary called and said, well, we're working on it. We're working on it. You know what? All along they knew that a decision was coming. Why didn't they just tell us that a decision was coming? You know, this is bad politics. It's bad public policy. It's bad any way you look at it. It's bad all the way around. It's just bad news. To be able to go out and run these robocalls and be able to smear people who you politically disagree with, to be able to distort and twist the facts and not tell the truth, it's bad public policy. It's not something I think Democrats or Republicans ought to be involved in. And I don't think you'd want to be involved in it. I certainly wouldn't want to be involved in it. And I question the governor about this. And I question the rest of the people involved in the Trailhead Group. And most important, I question the Attorney General, John Southers. It's all right, so it's okay, John Southers, I guess, to get out and make public statements about people that aren't true. All right, you know, we're going to talk to a guy who bravely put on an online petition to try to get John Southers to investigate this. Now I guess the petition is moot. And you know what? I don't know what to do from here. Other maybe than once again urge you to do the one thing, the only thing that you and I can do, which is to call John Southers' office or send John Southers' email or call Bill Owens' office and demand that the GOP and that this 527, which is aligned with the GOP, and the governor is part of this Trailhead Group, demand that they stop this dirty politics and stop this mudslinging and stop taking hard-working legislators because they don't happen to be in the same party, because they desperately want control of the state legislature, to stop all of these dirty tactics. I don't know of anything else to do. I don't know of any way to do this. I have no clue other than to urge you to do what we did before. I mean, we got Wayne Allard to at least issue some kind of a statement, and the story got all over the blogs. And this is another one. You should run to every blog you know of and circulate this story. We should get this out all over the country about what goes on with the Republican Party and with the Trailhead Group and with these 527s here in the state of Colorado. All right, you want to comment on this? 303-713-7600. I'm liable, buckle yourself in, because I'm liable to carry on about this all frickin' morning. All morning. It's just wrong. It's just wrong. And you know what? It's tragic. It lowers the tone of the debate. And it basically gets nothing done. It's counterproductive. For God's sakes, tell the freaking truth.
Hey guys, don't be alarmed. Blondie's Firehouse, same bar, different location. Now on South Inca in Inglewood, still offers karaoke nights, awesome bands, trivia, and great food. With all this fun, you're sure to have a three-alarm time.
Blondie'sFirehouse.com, 720-963-8408.
Hey salespeople, become part of the $4.9 trillion travel industry. Save up to 85% off your vacation travels for the rest of your life. Call Gene, 800-719-4223 to find out how. You could earn up to $250,000 potentially in your first year and live a lifestyle beyond your wildest dreams. Find out how you could earn over $19,000 in your first month with this proven system. Call Gene now, 800-719-4223.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
My clothes were tight, and I was ready to get back in shape.
I was bored with gym workouts and no results.
I needed a structured program that pushed me to succeed.
I was in an exercise rut.
Personal training with a group twist.
Motivation.
Passionate coaches.
Personal attention.
Personal training with a group twist.
Upper body.
Lower body.
Cardio.
After the first week, I was hooked.
www.bcore.net.
Let an attractive member of the opposite sex brush your teeth? Unroutine. Assuming you're not a pop-punk guitarist on tour in Eastern Europe. Driving to work? Routine. Dancing to work? Unroutine, but extremely time-consuming. Reheated, sloppy, fast food breakfast, routine. Fresh baked power bagel, unroutine. Fresh baked power bagel eaten with one hand while fighting ninjas with the other and sipping a cup of darn good coffee through a straw? Yeah, now we're talking. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with our new Steak Ranchero breakfast sandwich. Shaved sirloin, roasted chilies, eggs, and pepper jack cheese on grilled ciabatta bread. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
6:21, 21 minutes after 6 a.m., 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin here during the hour of No Power. Well, here's something I didn't know. You know every dog has a pink tongue? You probably knew that, right? From looking at your dog, but dig this. The chow has a tongue that is jet black. I never knew this. I never knew a chow had a tongue that is jet black. And every dog has different characteristics. And Mary and I were just observing yesterday how beautiful Coco is. She is a tricolor Welsh Corgi, which means that she's got three colors, white, brown, and black. And she just looks great. And one of the reasons why she looks so good is because we fed her Purina One since she's been a baby. And have you heard about the new Purina One? Well, you know, what you feed your dog is important. You just can't feed your dog anything. And just like yourself, I mean, you just can't eat anything. And you take care in preparing your own meals, and you try to make them as healthy as they can be. Well, Purina One Natural Blends is prepared with that same philosophy in mind. And that starts with high-quality, natural ingredients, including white meat, chicken, or lamb, as the first ingredient, oatmeal and brown rice as the follow-up. And these ingredients are carefully selected for their natural nutrient content, and they're steam-cooked at the start to help maintain vitamins, mineral, and flavor naturally. And the result is that you get to look at a dog like Coco, a healthy dog where you can see the difference in their energy level, their skin, their coat, their teeth, their gums, and their digestion. Now, this natural dog food from Purina One is so new that it isn't even in the stores quite yet. But if you call today for more information, you'll receive a coupon for a free 6.5-pound bag and just in time to pick up the new product when it arrives later this month. So don't wait. Call today, 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. And make a healthy difference in your dog and do it naturally. Call 1-888-606-BARK and do it today.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
All right, it's 6:23, 23 minutes after 6. They're talking about flurries today and a high of 35. I'm talking about the whole robocall issue and about how John Southers is now backed away from wanting to do anything legally about these smear messages that are being put out by the Trailhead Group, which is associated with Bill Owens and other high-profile Republicans. And a guy by the name of John Earhart, who listens to this show, put a petition online at petitiononline.com, soapbox. Actually, it's SOAPBLX1/petition.html. And it's kind of complicated, but if you go to soapbox.net/Colorado, they've got a link to it. But now what good is a petition going to do? But we'll talk to John this morning. John, good morning, and welcome to the program. Nice to have you on.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, you hear about the news this morning that John Southers is backed away. You still going to continue with your petition?
Well, I think so. I mean, the AG does have to answer to the people of Colorado, and maybe he doesn't realize how loud our voices are, and we just have to make them a little louder. So another thing we could do, I could either rephrase the petition or start another one demanding that AG Southers either do his job or step down.
Now, yeah, you know, that's not a bad idea. I like that one even better. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Now, you know, it's interesting that as soon as you mentioned this other article, I went and checked it out and on Rocky Mountain News. If he thinks that this is legal, that this Colorado revised statute doesn't apply, well, then I got something for him. Fine, John Southers is a child molester. Fine. I mean, he obviously thinks that that law that was revised last year
would be slander and libel according to the laws. According to how I would, and of course we know he's not. But I mean, it would be slander and libel in order to. He could sue you for that technically, right?
Fine, whatever. You know, as there's an old movie that says, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. And it's time for the Republicans in this state to be accountable to the people, to stop lying, and to do their job. You know, the Joe Stengels, the Tom Tancredos, and the Trailhead Group. This stuff has got to stop. It has no place in politics. These are exactly the kinds of things that keep people from taking an interest in and participating in politics. And, it's a definition of mudslinging.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's like the lowest of the low. And these people always pride themselves, of course, on being, you know, the party of quote-unquote morals.
Well, it's perfect.
Yeah, right.
It's a perfect example of hypocrisy. I mean, if you look at the first article that she wrote, Lynn Bartels wrote, that came out yesterday, they're not on the front page anymore. If you go to the government section of the
website. Right, that's where they are, the government section, right.
At the bottom of the previous article that first mentioned soap blocks, it mentions at the bottom that the same Trailhead Group has made statements, sent out emails, I forget exactly what, about the treasurer, Mark Hillman, and he has since backed away, made statements, you know, kind of dissing himself from this. So here's one 527 who takes issue with what another 527 has done, Democracy in Action, or what, I forget what their name is, and is now in trying to do that fight, is pulling elected officials into that fight. So it's just one 527 fighting against another.
Yeah, and what they really want, though, what the Trailhead Group really wants is they want Republican control of the legislature, so they want to sow doubts in all of these representatives' districts.
And to do it, they're going to lie and do whatever it takes. And obviously in the state there are clear laws that are supposed to keep that from happening, and the AG has to investigate that. If he thinks that this doesn't rise to the level of an illegal activity, well, I don't know what he uses it bases that on.
Well, I'd love to get him on here to get him to explain what rises to the level of illegal activity, but we can't get anybody on from there.
Sure. Sure. Well, it's because he probably knows that he doesn't have a leg to stand on, and if he actually investigated it, he might find out the truth instead of listening to what one side says and what the other side says. Well, that's the fair and balanced nature, supposedly, of our media in this day and age. But unfortunately, when one side is completely lying, and you then give equal time to the side that's actually telling the truth, well, then what do you have? You have nothing.
Yeah.
You have meaningless reporting. And the Rockies done and the Post have done a good job at this. I don't say anything specific to that. But in general, you know, we have a problem there. So,
well, my idea would be, once again, to do what we did to Wayne Allard. My idea would be, once again, to flood Southers' phone number and email with complaints.
Well, Progress Now is also going to have another... is going to start working on this too. I spoke with them last night, and they'll have an email out to all their members demanding action as well. And actually, if I could, our website is soapblocks.net/Colorado.
Okay, give it again. Soapblocks.
Soapblocks, spelled BLOX.net/Colorado. And we're a state-based state-based, liberal progressive blog. The Soapblock software runs 10 or 20, I forget how many now, websites across the country for all different state-based groups or just other sorts of liberal groups. So, of all sorts, really.
Yeah, I went and looked at it yesterday, and for the people who post up there, stop complaining about the commercials on here. It keeps us in business.
There were complaints.
That's commercial. Hi, commercial. I felt like I wanted to post on there and go, hey, you know what? It keeps us on the air. Would you rather have that or nothing?
Well, some of us are quite used to some of your, let's just say, competitors that aren't commercial radio.
Yeah, I know. And I know we're blazing new ground here.
Yeah,
all right. Well,
exactly.
You know what I think is, I think we just go back to the old method. I mean, I think that we just call John Souther's office and cry BS and then send him emails and demand that either he investigate these people or he explain to us in greater detail about why he can't investigate them.
Exactly.
Because you know what, a couple of lines of an explanation in the Rocky Mountain News is not enough.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, do you think it is? I don't think it is.
No, it's not sufficient at all. That's not an explanation.
All right, for those people who want to blog with you guys and want to get involved, give the website out again.
Sure, it's www.soapblocks.net /Colorado.
All right, John, I appreciate you getting up and being on with us this morning.
Thanks for the time. I appreciate it.
Anytime, man. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Take care.
All right. I've got John Souther's phone number. You want it? I've got his email address. I've got the number of Bill Owens. You know, Bill Owens is the head of the GOP, right? Bill's the head of the GOP. I mean, Bill's got plenty of time to comment about everybody else. Maybe Bill should comment about the Trailhead Group that he helped found. Maybe he should urge the Trailhead Group to clean their act up. All right, we'll continue with this. 6:31, 29 minutes away from 7 o'clock. I'm sure there's somebody out there saying, oh, no, he's going to talk about this the whole morning? I mean, he's going to do this the whole... You know what? This isn't important, but you know what? It is important. It is important. Because, you know, here's the thing. You and I got to take a stand. Whether it's Wayne Allard, whether it's Tom Tancredo, and there's a story this morning in the Rocky Mountain News about Tom, and we're trying to get a hold of Bill Winter and see what his reaction is to it about Tom and his cars. Well, whether it's George W. Bush standing up yesterday and perpetrating the big lie again about the NSA spying situation and about Iraq, we got to stand up. We got to stand up, and we got to say enough is enough. We really do. We have to stand up, and we have to say enough is enough. And the only way we're going to be able to stand up and say enough is enough is if you and I band together. I mean, there's no other way. No matter whether you're a moderate, maybe you're a conservative, happen to be sampling this radio station. If you're a progressive patriot, if you consider yourself to be a liberal, you know, what's morally wrong is wrong. Mudslinging is wrong. And Karl Rove and the GOP have been getting away with this for a long time. And now it's time for you and I to stand up, and it's time for you and I to say, you know what? We're not going to let you get away with it anymore because we've had enough. And that's a cliche, but it's true. It stops here and it stops now. I'll give you the information about John Souther's. What you choose to do with it is up to you. I know what I'm going to do with it. I'm going to call him today. And I'm going to email him today. And I'm going to call the governor today. And I'm going to do the same thing that I did with Wayne Allard. Because you know something? I'm not going to let all this go and not do anything about it. It's just not in my nature. I'm just not going to. I'm sick of these people's attack politics. I'm tired of their slash and burn of BS. And I'm tired of allowing them to get away with it. And I've been tired of it for a long time. And I hope you are too. 6:34, 26 in front of 7. A look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. More people are heading out. We're seeing some trouble now. Two-car crash, E-470 at Peoria. Also, Boulderbound on the diagonal. Crews are working this crash right at the IBM plant, so expect some delays there. Turnpike at 225, both look pretty good at the moment. I-25 slows southbound between 104th and 84th Avenue, but then we're doing okay for your ride into downtown. It is busy, though. Foothills Parkway and Highway 93, they're picking up a little bit. So is Velmont, South Boulder Road, Iris and Arapahoe and Boulder. And checking the forecast, Going to be another chilly one today with high.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a software package called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-330-1157. Hurry, there's only a limited number available. 1-800-330-1157. This free software package is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free software, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free software package called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-330-1157. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-330-1157.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
I'd love to serve lunch on the patio, but it's so hot, and rain is in the forecast.
Don't ever let this stop you again. Call Conifer Gutter Service at 303-838-7291 for a Sunsetter motorized awning. The best-selling awning in the U.S. It carries a good housekeeping seal. And Conifer Gutter Service is offering a $400 discount with accessories. That's 303-838-7291. Or click on Learn More in your media player for more info.
Close to 25 years worth of doing business here along the Front Range. Check out their website, RockiesAutos.com. You can look at the inventory and pre-qualify for a car loan, read their business philosophy, and do it within the comfort of your own home or, you know, your office or wherever it is that you access the internet. You can check it out at RockiesAutos.com. The matching down incentive going on now, it's back up to $1,500. So get bigger bang for your buck and do it at Rockies Autos. Rockies Autos. Located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. You can't miss it. There's a big sign out there. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Good folks to buy a car from. We recommend our friends go there, and we go there ourselves. And I wouldn't send you someplace that Mary and I wouldn't go. Rockies Autos, check them out at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Let's face it, most everyone can use some extra cash from time to time.
Ted is a Check and Go associate.
So I tell people that no matter what the reason, you can get the cash you need at Check and Go. We'll hold your personal check till payday. Contact us. We'll explain everything and make it easy for you.
Call 1-800-561-CASH to find a Check and Go near you. Or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
Just that moment, you know, when she first crossed my path, man. What a feeling that was. She moves me.
The way that her skin looks to me, she truly is the closest thing I've seen to an angel.
Everything about her is fantastic. Her skin is really smooth. I sound like an idiot.
You never know how a woman's glow will affect a man. And now every woman can enhance her glow with new Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion with skin brighteners. Visit Dove.com for your free sample of Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion while supplies last.
Bacon, Eggs, and Jay Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 638. 38 minutes past the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. High today, 35. Call them for flurries right now during the hour of no power. Ooh, little John Lee Hooker there in the background. During the hour of no power. Doesn't look like any flurries to me. I've kind of blown my anger cork here in the first 10, 15 minutes of the program, but we're talking about the fact that we've been talking about these robocalls now for a couple of weeks, and that complaints were filed with the Attorney General John Southers' office. Well, John Southers, who wouldn't come on this program, and no representative of his office would come on this program, we asked, they stalled us, and then we find out in the Rocky Mountain News that Attorney General John Southers' office on Tuesday declined to prosecute a Republican group for sending out mass pre-recorded phone calls that Democrats have called slanderous and illegal. The calls were paid for by the Trailhead Group, a political organization that Governor Bill Owens helped found last year. Yeah, okay, Bill. The automated calls targeted several Democratic lawmakers, implying that they broke or skirted the law because unidentified donors paid for their mailing to their constituents. And we played these robocalls for you before. Do we have another one up there, or is the only one we have? We'll find the other one and play it for you. And Colorado Democratic Party Chairwoman Pat Walk, who we had on the show earlier this week, filed a complaint with the Republican Attorney General. This guy's a Republican, so you know what? I guess they stick up for each other. And it's dirty campaign tricks any way you look at it. And here's the Deb Benefield one, so you can check this out.
Hi, I'm Sarah from the Trailhead Group. We are working to expose political slush funds to the public. The Rocky Mountain News reports that Representative Deb Benefield took over $12,000 from a secret political organization. Deb Benefield won't tell anyone who's behind these secret payments. Never before have Colorado legislators taken payments from contributors or lobbyists whose names are supposed to be disclosed and worked so hard to keep them secret. Please call Deb Benefield at 303-866-2950 and ask her what she's hiding. This message is not associated with any candidate or committee.
And you see, nothing could be farther from the truth. Because, as I indicated earlier, the legislators, and there were 10 of them that were targeted with these robocalls, didn't receive a dollar in cash, received $4,000 worth of public opinion surveys to their districts, which they disclosed publicly. These things were done without their knowledge or consent. So they're not trying to hide anything. And there's no secret slush fund out there. And if anything is a slush fund, this 527, the Trailhead Group, is a slush fund. Now, you know what? If the Republican Party wants to have a discussion about campaign reform, about the roles of 527s, about all of this stuff, you know what? Just put it out on the table and let's discuss it. Let's discuss it publicly. Let's discuss it in the legislature. But see, that's not what they want. What they really want is they want a Republican control of the legislature. And they'll get it any way they can, and they'll get it through using tactics that Karl Rove has used, that the president used yesterday, that the GOP has been using on us now for at least, what, 5-6 years, maybe even going back farther than that? Going back all the way to Lee Atwater? These kind of attacks, you know, Willie Dukakis and the whole Michael Dukakis and the whole Willie Horton thing in the tank and all that stuff, and they're getting away with it. And you know something? There comes a time, I mean, I really believe this, there comes a time when you and I, as progressives, you and I, as Democrats, you and I, as liberals, even if you don't consider yourself to be a Democrat, but you consider yourself to be, you know, somebody who leans Democratic, who's going to vote Democratic, it's time for us to stand up and say, you know what, enough is enough already. This stuff has got to stop. We don't accept it. You know, Bush pulled it yesterday in that press conference. Bush pulled the exact same move yesterday in that press conference. And we'll talk to John Nichols about it after 9 o'clock this morning. When Carl Cameron of Fox News, and remember, it's not Fax, it's Fox, asked him about the NSA spying situation and about the censure motion by Russ Feingold. And Bush went on, a typical Karl Rove-style attack of not telling the truth, of distorting the facts, of saying, well, you know, these are difficult times, playing the war card, and, you know, we're in the middle of a war, and, talking about how, well, the members of the Democratic Party, want to get rid of the terrorist surveillance program. If that's what they believe, then, and if that's what the party believes, and that's what they ought to run on. But you know something? And I heard Limbaugh carrying on about this, too, yesterday. Well, you know, this is what the president ought to be doing. He ought to be talking about this, the fact that the Democrats ought to get out there and run on the fact that if they don't want us to use the tools to prosecute terrorism and they want to shut down the program, then that's what they ought to say they're about. And you know what? That's Karl Rove bullcrap, because there is not one Democrat, not one Democrat, not one Democrat that has ever said about shutting down any terrorist program to try to there's not one Democrat said anything about it. What Democrats have said is simply this: run the program within the laws. Stop breaking the FISA law. Stop breaking the Fourth Amendment. Stop breaking the Fifth Amendment. That's all we're talking about here. But see, it's a typical distortion, because when you deal on the facts, when you deal on reality, oh, I just hurt my hand. I just hit my hand on the table. When you deal on reality here, you know what? These people can't do it. They can't do it. They cannot do it. The GOP in this state, the Trailhead Group, they cannot deal in reality. So what they got to do is they have to robocall and smear legislators who are working their cans off to do the best job that they possibly can, doing what they believe is right. And if you have something that you don't think that they're doing right, then you know what? It's your responsibility as a citizen. It's your responsibility as a voter. It's your responsibility as a taxpayer. Then you get on the horn, you call Morgan Carroll, you call whoever it is that represents you, you call them up, you know, you say to them, hey, I don't like this, I don't like that. If we want to have a debate about campaign finance reform here, if we want to have a debate about 527s in this state, let's have a debate about 527s. But you don't robocall, and you know something? You don't see the Democrats doing this, do you? And if the Democrats did it, I would say it would be just as wrong. But they play these games. They play these games. And I'll tell you something. I've been upset about this all night. Man, I'm just in the mood. I've been cranked up about this all night. I've been cranked up over that bogus press conference yesterday by George W. Bush. Their tactics are all the same. All of these people. They're nasty, 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 nasty people. And you know something? We sit here and we act like victims. We act like victims. Don't victimize us. It's not fair. Don't victimize us. You know what? When are we going to stand up and say, you know what, enough is enough? And you know something? We're not going to get victimized anymore. Okay, you know what? You want to punch it out? You want to slug it out? You want to get it on? Then fine, we'll get it on with you. And it all goes back to this whole thing about Democrats growing a spine and about those of us on the left and the progressives growing a spine and saying enough is enough. You know what? You want to call the Attorney General's office today and cry foul? You want to call up and you want to say, look, we want an explanation as to why there's no full investigation of this? Then here's the number, 303-866-4500. That's 303-866-4500, 303-866-4500. Or you can email the Attorney General, attorney.general@state.co.us. That's attorney.general@state.co.us. Want to call Governor Bill Owens? He's associated with the Trailhead Group. Want to say to him, Bill, where are your morals? Where's your belief in the pursuit of truth? 303-866-2471.
Time to clean your gutters again? Why not say goodbye to gutter cleaning forever? Unlike flimsy and expensive aluminum gutter covers, Conifer Gutter Services' Leaf Defier Gutter Protection System keeps your gutters flowing without the problems others create. A superior product with a 25-year warranty and a surprisingly low introductory price. To find out more about the Leaf Defier, call Conifer Gutter Service at 303-838-7291 or click on Learn More in your media player for more info.
Parkway, Highway 93, they're starting to get busy. So is Valmont, South Boulder Road, Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline. Checking out the forecast today. Going to be another chilly one. Highs close to 30. We're at 20 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM760.net. More than just a website. It's a way to take us with you. Download AM760 interviews and audio clips to your MP3 player. AM760 Progressive Talk on AM760.net. With you whenever, wherever.
Just Brakes.
Yes. Does Just Brakes have a good deal on pads and shoes?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for $99.88.
Including installation?
Yes, ma'am. We'll also machine rotors and drums and inspect your brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machines rotors and drums for $99.88? That's a great deal. And, of course, I only trust my car to the true brake safety experts. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
It's 648 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. What is that, 14? No. God, I'm so angry I can't concentrate. 12 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Thank you, John Turk. I got to calm down, right? I'm going to blow a coronary. I'm going to blow a pleuric valve here if I don't settle down. You know what? Thousands of Denver area residents have taken my advice and Mary's advice and have called Superior Carpet Care to clean their carpets, and they love the work they do. And you've heard me tell you how they will clean three rooms in a hallway for only $125. Well, now they've taken it to the next level. They'll clean five rooms and a hallway for only $199. No kidding. This is a great deal from the best carpet care company in Denver. Superior Carpet Care is a family-owned business, and they're people who care about your home. No matter who you've ever used before, you got to try Superior Carpet Care. You'll see it and feel the difference in your carpets, and you'll always have them back because you know what? They're that good. And no matter which package that you take advantage of, you just can't beat the price, quality, and service Superior Carpet Care provides. So if you need your carpets or air ducts cleaned today, take our advice, Mary and my advice, and call Superior Carpet Care, 303-933-3000. That's 303 833-3000. Tell them Jay and Mary Marvin sent you.
Stuck in traffic? Garmin has portable car navigation systems that can warn you of traffic jams and automatically reroute you before it's too late. Garmin, the leader in navigation. We'll take you there.
Get it done a better way.
Do you have a home improvement project? Any home improvement project, but don't know who to call? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Colorado's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. House paint, deck remodel, plumber, need a new roof, clean the carpets, whatever the job. Call Best in Class and rest easy because the work is guaranteed and insured. Call right now, 303-660-9669. 660-9669 or visit callbestinclass.com.
A show that causes Republicans to drive their Hummers into a ditch. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:50. 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock, AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 35. Flurries in the forecast. Man, I hate injustices, and that's why I'm just so cranked up this morning. Attorney General John Souther's office yesterday declined to prosecute a Republican group, the Trailhead Group, for sending out mass pre-recorded phone calls, robocalls, about Democrats. And we've been talking about this now for the better part of a week. Let's go to the phones. Stefan in Denver. Stefan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. I can't believe that this is happening in Colorado. I'm not saying that I don't know if this has happened before. I don't know how recently this has happened. But we can't let them do this to us this time. This is just, we finally have the House, control of the state houses, I believe. And this is just one slimy, like you said, Karl Rove-like tactic. And we have to call our Attorney General's office. I'm calling my Attorney General's office today. I'm going to do everything I can because, like you said, this is where we have to actually stand up, step up to the plate. We cannot sit down and just let this happen. This is pathetic, and we have to do something about this.
Rubber has hit the road, man. We have to say enough. We don't stop it now. We're never going to stop it. And I don't know. I think back to how many of us were just absolutely disgusted and sickened by the weak campaign that John Kerry ran, and that he allowed all of those Rovian tactics to succeed, that, you know, the Swift Boat Group, well, they weren't really associated with the president and blah, 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 but, you know, that they were out there, and, you know, that Kerry didn't put a stop to it, and we got the same thing, the same kind of Karl Rove tactics going on
here
in the state of Colorado. Damn it, let's stop it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm calling all my friends, and I'm going to, just before I get off, I'm telling you, I'm going to get all the blogs that I can. I'm emailing all the people I know, and I think at this point people are sick of it, and I think that even on a state level, these Republicans and their slime, it's all going to come up. It's all going to come up into visible sight, and we're going to make it happen.
Well, sunlight's the best disinfectant. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Thanks.
All right, I got a couple lines open at 303-713-7600, 303-713. John Souther's sucks. You can call him at 303-866-4500 and demand some kind of an explanation, a further one than what we got at the Rocky Mountain News. And, you know, 303-866-4500. Or you can email him at attorney.general@state.co.us. Or, you know what, call Governor Bill Owens. He's associated with this Trailhead Group. Ask him if he thinks this is good politics, running these smear calls. Call him at 303-866-2471. Of course, this is a guy who came on the air with me and defended the NSA wiretapping. He's a nice guy. I like him as a person. But, you know, I'd really like to sit down and question him about this. And I'd like to ask him if he thinks that this is where these robocalls are fair. And would he like it done to him? Let's go to Bill in Longmont. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, I was going to shovel my driveway, but I think I'm just going to let the radio sit out on the driveway and let you melt it.
I don't mean to be. I am, though, man. You know what? I'm really, really angry.
I know. Well, you should be. And I am, too. Well, my question to you was, what can our legislature do? Have you heard anything from Romanoff or Fitzgerald or any of these people?
I haven't asked about Andrew Romanoff. I like him and think he's a great guy. I haven't asked for any comment from him. I guess I could. I guess we could call him and ask him to come on and talk about it. Joan Fitzgerald made a comment in the Rocky Mountain News here, I think it was like last week, calling the woman who is part of this, who works for the Trailhead Group, calling her Karl Rove and drag. And we asked her to come on, but she referred us to Alice Madden and to people in the House, because this is who it affects, that are the people in the House. And so we've concentrated basically on talking to them.
I just wish they, they would, pass a resolution. We got the majority in there, pass a resolution telling the AG to do his job.
Well, you know what? I think it's a great idea, and I think we'll place a call to back to Alice Madden or to Carol Morgan or to one of the representatives. And you know what? We'll ask them. We'll absolutely ask them why it is that they don't pass a resolution to ask that the Attorney General do his job. You know what? That's all we're asking. We're just asking that the Attorney General look into this and giving us a couple of lines. In a Rocky Mountain News article, doesn't it fully explain to you, me, or anybody else, why this goes on? And let's just say, okay, let's say for grins that this is perfectly legal. Is this morally good? I mean, is this morally what we want in this state?
Absolutely not. And, if there's anything legislatively that can be done to stop this kind of thing in the future, maybe we ought to think about that, too.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think you're absolutely right. And you know what? We're going to get somebody on to talk about that aspect of it.
All right.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate your call this morning.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. Yeah, we will. We'll get somebody on to ask about that. Ask about legislatively doing it. You know, once again, I say it again. I mean, if you want to have a discussion about 527s, if you want to have a discussion about campaign reform, if you want to have a discussion about all of these things, then put it out on the table and let's discuss it. But, operating these attack-like tactics, they're just not right. And it doesn't make any difference who does it. It's wrong no matter who does it. But you know what? The GOP has been doing this for a long, long time. And as I said, all of these tactics, you can see it. You can see it from the state GOP. You can see it to the national GOP. I mean, they all engage in this kind of put across the big lie. And if you put it across often enough, hopefully it sticks. And it's from the administration on down. And, these people at the trailhead and where are the local – where's the GOP in the state? Where's Bill Owens? Where are all these people? Who constantly, day in and day out, want to have lectures with us about morals and want to talk to us about right and what's good. And you know what? I'd ask this question, too, of the governor, and I'd ask this question of anybody involved in the state GOP. Is this the kind of thing that you would like, for instance, a civics teacher to show their kids, to show high school students, that this is how government works now in the year 2006? That what we do is we get like a private attack fund, and that we record these robocalls, which are, which distort the information, and that's how you deal with your opponent, rather than dealing with your opponent in an above-board manner. I mean, is that how you operate that? I mean, is this the kind of thing? Ask yourself for a second. Are these robocalls, is this the kind of thing that these folks would like to teach their kids? I mean, would it be okay, since Bill Owens has plenty to say about the school systems all the time, and so does the rest of the GOP, would it be okay if, for instance, we taught this as part of political science in high school, that we played these things and talked about how it doesn't break the law and that it's perfectly okay to do it, that it's okay to get away with this, that it's all right to do it, that it's morally correct? Would this be like a good thing? See, I'd be ashamed. I'd be ashamed to tell my kids that this is how America works, that this is what is permissible in 2006. A bunch of people with money get together, they form a 527, and so what they can do is they can go out and attack people, and they can do it on false grounds. And that's like okay. And then they can get away with it, because there's no laws to deal with this apparently. Or apparently the laws are loosely interpreted by a guy from the same party as the people who are affiliated or are connected with it are doing it. All right, we'll continue with this here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'll give you the Attorney General's number and Bill Owens' number and the Attorney General's email, and I'll do it right after 7 o'clock. Stick around.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my managers and advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my advanced omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right, one free bottle to everyone that calls now. You know how important fish oil really is, but not just for your heart. It has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, even focus and concentration. That's why I've authorized a free bottle of our omega-3 fish oil capsules to the public. I'm giving away a free bottle model to anyone that calls today. Look, if you're even curious about what fish oil can do for you, let me send you a free bottle. Try it, and I know you'll feel the difference. In fact, our fish oil capsules have 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, and they're mercury-free. Listen, experience the miracle of fish oil. Get yourself a free bottle by calling 1-800-771-7544. 1-800-771-7544. That's 1-800-771-7544.
Call 1-800-500-8114. 1-800-500-8114.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rose, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder, and on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapana. President Bush is off to Wheeling, West Virginia this morning to make another pitch for support for the war in Iraq. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
White House advisors hope this latest round of presidential appearances will help stop the erosion of public support for Mr. Bush's war policies. In fact, they described today's West Virginia stop as a town hall forum, not a formal speech. The local Chamber of Commerce and a newspaper distributed tickets to the event.
At a town hall meeting last night in La Crosse, Wisconsin, some speakers said there was no way they could support the president.
He never had a plan. He doesn't have a plan tonight, today. He's going to leave it to someone else to solve the mess that he put us into.
But others said they're willing to stay the course.
I think they should finish it. And the way to finish it, they're going to have to kill an awful lot of these people.
South of Baghdad today, American troops were Johnny on the spot when insurgents attacked another Iraqi police station.
This had the same MO, if you like, of yesterday's attack, which involved 100 insurgents overrunning a police station north of Baghdad. These two police stations just an hour away, but this morning the besieged Iraqi officers were able to call for reinforcements. Americans came to their aid, and they trapped about 50 of these insurgents between them.
Reporter Tadek Markowski in Baghdad. An Oregon grandmother had to wait more than 2 weeks to find out that her missing grandchildren were safe and sound. Rose Hill was waiting in line at the bank when she got the word.
I just started, praise the Lord, started screaming and running all over the bank in Lorient. I mean, we scared everybody there half to death.
The children, their parents, and two other grandparents had been stranded in an RV in a rugged mountain range in snow 4 feet deep. Peter Stivers finally went for help when he heard the rumble of logging trucks.
We could hear them trucks. We was heading for them trucks.
Stivers said he got lost trying to take the scenic route on what was supposed to be a short trip. In Washington, some gas hogs could be getting a low-fuel diet. Live to CBS's Dan Revive.
When fuel economy standards were updated last summer, minivans, pickups, and the smaller SUVs were included. Their gasoline efficiency must get better, but the heavy SUVs, such as the Chevy Suburban, were left out. The Wall Street Journal says the Bush administration is considering including those big guzzlers. By 2011, they'd have to have technology to achieve higher gas mileage, or the manufacturers could choose to make fewer of them to avoid penalties. Frank?
Some cities have tried this. Now, the state of Florida is going to tie a teacher's raises and bonuses to student scores on standardized tests. State Education Commissioner John Wynn.
We think it's providing a good incentive, a long-awaited incentive for our best teachers to stay in the classroom.
Mark Pudlow with the state's biggest teachers union says test scores don't tell the whole story.
Anybody who's ever been in school knows that there are some people who do extremely well on these tests, and there's some people that do poorly, and it doesn't reflect on how well they're being educated and how well they're learning.
The plan takes effect next year. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down a fraction. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar, this is Jen.
I did it again.
You lost the keys in the car?
Yes, I did.
Well, that's okay, sir. We can get these doors open. What's your PIN number?
835.
OnStar can send a signal to unlock your doors in most cases.
And I have a 2004 silver Chevy Tahoe.
Yes, ma'am. I'm in the front of my business. I want to leave, and I can't find my keys.
Okay, well, I put a signal through to have the doors open. I'm sure we won't have any problems.
Thank you.
Would you prefer I called you back, or did you want to hold?
No, you can call me.
No one offers more vehicles with the safety of OnStar than Chevy.
You're the best.
Oh, great. Well, you have a good night, sir.
I'm in love with OnStar. Thank you.
You're welcome. Glad we could help.
Choose a vehicle that could help save your life. Choose a Chevy with OnStar. Chevy, America's number one brand, America's number one value, offers 16 OnStar-equipped cars and trucks. Ford, Dodge, and Toyota don't have any. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, more people are heading out, and we are seeing a few little problems. Crew still clearing this crash boulder battle on the diagonal. It's right around the IBM plant, so expect delays there. Turnpike and 225, seeing the usual jamming. I-25 slows southbound between 104th and 84th. Then we're starting to fill in as you make your way into downtown and through T-Rex. Northbound I-25, due for crash working. It's off to the right shoulder near County Line Road. And then checking Boulder Streets, Foothills Parkway, the diagonal, and our Foothills Parkway, Highway 93, and Arapahoe. They're all busy now, so is Valmont, Iris, and South Boulder Road. On to the forecast. Going to be another chilly one this morning. Highs close to 30. We're at 22 degrees right now in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
Vista Ridge is like a five-star resort you call home. And your home there could be a condo, a custom home, a single family, or patio.
Have you ever wondered why the rich get richer while others always struggle? Did you know that the average person with a home-based business earns more than a person stuck in a cubicle? Experts know to make a lot of money, you need to be in front of an expanding industry. What if someone could show you how to be in front of three expanding industries? If you see yourself earning $2,000 to $5,000 per week or more, visit teamworkandfreedom.com or click on the image in your media player.
AM760.net. Here you go.
Free alignment, free oil change. Listen to that. Free alignment, free oil change with a four-tire purchase. I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire. Mention this radio ad. Get a free alignment, free oil change with a four-tire purchase. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
Stuck in traffic? Garmin has portable car navigation systems that can warn you of traffic jams and automatically reroute you before it's too late. Garmin, the leader in navigation. We'll take you there.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. I know I wasn't supposed to be here today, but my MRI got put off, so here I am. High of 35, flurries, and man, I have just been hot this morning. I mean angry. Attorney General John Souther's office on Tuesday declined to prosecute a Republican group for sending out mass pre-recorded phone calls the Democrats have called slanderous and illegal. These are these robocalls we've been talking about. The calls were paid for by the Trailhead Group, a political organization that GOP Governor Bill Owens helped found last year. The automated calls target several Democratic lawmakers, implying they broke and or skirted the law because unidentified donors paid for mailings to their constituents. And you know what? What they're saying in these robocalls is absolutely Karl Rove-type smear tactics. If you want to call the Attorney General's office and protest the fact that he declines to prosecute, the number is 303-866-4500. That's 303-866-4500. Or you can email him at attorney.general@state.cu.us. Or if you want to call Governor Bill Owens' office and ask him to clean up GOP politics in this state, including the Trailhead Group, which he's part of and helped found, 303-866-2471. That's 303-866-2471. Do we have the Morgan Carroll robocall? We'll play this for you in case you haven't heard it. Here it is. We don't have it. We've got it. We can't get it. Okay, well, I wanted to play it for you. I wanted to play it for you so you could hear it. Okay, now we've got it. Listen to this.
Hello, I'm Kelly calling on behalf of the Trailhead Group. We are working to expose political slush funds to the public. The Rocky Mountain News reports that Representative Morgan Carroll took more than $4,000 from a secret political organization. Carroll won't tell anyone who's behind these secret payments. Never before have Colorado legislators taken payments from contributors or lobbyists whose names are supposed to be disclosed and worked so hard to keep them secret. Please call Morgan Carroll at 303-866-2942 and ask her what she's hiding. This message is not associated with any candidate or committee.
Well, the truth is Morgan Carroll's not hiding anything. First of all, Morgan Carroll never received a dollar in cash from this group that Trailhead is making a big deal about. She received $4,000 worth of public opinion surveys to her district for the radical purpose of getting the public's opinion. and it was done without Morgan Carroll's knowledge, consent, or permission. When she learned about it, she disclosed it, so you can go look it up. And the disclosure is a matter of public record. So what is she hiding? There's nothing to hide. Now, the people that did the surveys, Research and Democracy, the Republicans are demanding to know who's behind that organization. And Research and Democracy says that, hey, they don't have to disclose. They said it's not against the law, they don't have to disclose. And they spent $83,000 back in 2005 to do this. And they did it on behalf of 10 Democratic lawmakers who were facing GOP challenges in November. Well, you know, what the GOP needs to do is they need to take it up with Democracy, with Research and Democracy. But to even claim or to get on here and to claim in any way, shape, or form, or to call you at home if you're in Morgan Carroll's district or any of the other nine Democrats, and, you know, to claim in any way, shape, or form that they had done something wrong or that they're hiding something is an absolute distortion of the true facts. And as I said before, I mean, this is Karl Rove-like politics. And I think that the question we need to ask Governor Bill Owens is, do you want to clean up GOP politics? Do you want to clean up politics in the state, yes or no? Or do you approve of these tactics? And is this what you want? And you can do that by calling the governor at 303-866-2471. That's 303-866-2471. Or you can call Attorney General John Southers and ask him why he won't prosecute. 303-866-4500. That's 303-866-4500. And you know something? He's a Republican. The Trailhead people are Republicans. Maybe we need an investigation of this whole thing. And Southers should step out of the way because he is a member of the GOP. Let's go back to the phones. We go to Shirley in Franktown. Shirley, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
I have a suggestion to make. Why don't we run a full-page ad in the Rocky Mountain News about this? A lot of people would see it. And so I went to the Democratic Caucus last night. Nobody knows this is even going on. And it's just an idea I had. Maybe Progress Now or one of those could organize. And I know it costs a lot of money, but it would certainly be worth it. Denouncing this whole thing.
Well, if somebody wants to do that, I'd definitely contribute.
Yeah, I would too. It's just hopefully they're listening, one of those organizations, and they could do this.
But I think the best way.
Well, I'm going to call anyway.
Yeah, is to do what we did to Wayne Allard, and that is take it directly to them and lay it on their lap.
I'm going
to
do that. Well, I did that with Wayne Allard also, and I don't think Bill Owens is a nice guy, because if he were a nice guy, he wouldn't be involved in this. I think he's a hypocrite. That's my opinion.
Well, I'd like to ask him. I'd like to sit down and ask him. You know what I'd like to ask him? I'd like to ask him, you know, is this the kind of thing that you would show your kids about politics in America and in the state of Colorado in 2006, and is this the kind of thing you'd want your kids to learn how to do?
Right, exactly. You could put that in the ad, too. I just think it would be a great idea, because it would expose them, and it would reach a lot of people. So if any of those big organizations, like is it Progress Now,
right,
if they're listening, if they could get together, I would be glad to donate, and they could announce, you know, tell you to announce on the air where we send the money. And that's one way of fighting it. Anyway, that's just an opinion I had.
Well, it's a good one, and I thank you for calling, Shirley. Thanks.
Okay,
thanks for being
you.
Involved.
Okay.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. Yeah. Let me tell you about it, Sonny. Let me tell you about it, Johnny. Here's how politics works in the state of Colorado. It doesn't really make any difference what the truth is. It's what people perceive the truth to be. And if you smear people and you twist things long enough, then people begin to believe it. And this is how you win elective office. This is how it's done in Colorado in the year 2006. Gee, Dad, politics sounds like something I'd really want to get involved in. You know, no wonder people don't want any part of this. No wonder voter turnout is low. Let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Kudos to you for, exposing this thing. I think these robocall tactics are kind of under the radar, and what they don't want is exposure. So kudos to you.
Well, thanks. How do we get it more exposed?
Well, you know, that ad isn't a bad idea, and you're broadcasting at the moment, so, you know, it's underway, it seems to me.
Well, I hope people follow through, and I hope they email and call.
This particular particular case isn't, you know, McCarthyism, because they're not making people afraid of this woman, you know, for ideological reasons. But it's kind of tied. It's all smear. You know, have you heard of David Horowitz?
Oh, yeah. You see his thing about Jay Benish?
Yeah, yeah. The Patricia Williams article in The Nation?
Right, exactly.
Exactly. Here's a quote from David Horowitz. There are 50,000 professors who are anti-American. They're radicals. They identify with terrorists. They think of themselves as, they think of the terrorists as freedom fighters, and it's a huge danger for the country. Also, Pat Robertson, I saw a clip on TV.
I saw that,
the
too.
Same thing, you know, and some of them are killers, yet. Professors. They're talking about professors.
I know it.
If, you know, this is not only slander. I mean, add this to what O'Connor said about her own life being threatened because of the pressure they're putting, you know, the slander that they're, you know, activist judges and all that. This is really dangerous talk. This is the, you know, this is not just about who gets elected and who isn't. This is the kind of talk that gets people killed. If you're a nutcase at all and you think a professor is a danger to the country, you might do something about it, you know?
Well, Ruth Bader Ginsburg complained about it, too, here a couple of weeks ago.
I want people to, you know, mudslinging has always gone on, but these guys are raising it to a level where it's actually getting dangerous. It's getting to the point where the two sides in this country want to smash each other's faces in. You know, it's not just I disapprove of your opinion anymore. Now it's, oh my God, I think you're going to wreck life as we know it on each side. You know, it's dangerous. All I want to say is, you know, this is getting so ugly. Thank you for exposing it. And let's, you know, I want to see some lawsuits filed. I want to see some people go to jail for being, not for, I don't want to see the slandered lose. I want to see the slanderers lose. Because it's against the law and it's immoral, as you keep saying.
Well, we just got to dig in and fight it. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Sean in Denver. Sean, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I'm a Republican, and I really think that the Democrats have used far worse smear tactics than what you just played on the radio against the Bush administration and other Republicans.
Well, give us an example.
Okay. Let's talk about the Bush lied. The whole thing about Bush lied, sent us to war for oil, and all this nonsense. Did you not hear about the tapes that just recently came out connecting Saddam Hussein with Osama bin Laden?
What tapes were those?
Of course you won't hear about it because the mainstream media won't put it out.
Oh, I see.
It helps the Bush administration.
I see. Well, then what are the source of the tapes?
They were recordings from Saddam Hussein's office.
Well, where are they? I mean, where can we go look them up?
On the Internet.
Well, where on the Internet? I mean, that's like nebulous as hell. I mean, first of all,
Just type it in Google. Just type in Saddam Hussein tapes, and you'll get...
Okay, I'll go look it up. I'll go check it out and see if it's there. I mean, there is knowledge that Saddam Hussein was in contact with al-Qaeda, but he was in contact with al-Qaeda to try to assess what threat al-Qaeda was to his regime. That's been well documented. That's been well documented by several sources, including the State Department and including the CIA. But if Bush didn't go to, I mean, if we can debate the whole Iraqi situation, and we can talk about that, and there are people on both sides, and both have opinions about why we went, and I certainly could get into it with you about the shifting rationale for going, and about the fact that, well, it started out to be one rationale, and then it moved into another, and then it finally moved into another. Or that President Bush sat sat the day before in Cleveland and said that he never talked about Saddam Hussein and 9/11 being connected. When I have a letter to Congress in which he talked about that very thing, I mean, we can get into all of that, but that has nothing to do with individual campaigns. That has nothing to do with candidates running. That has nothing to do with individual politics. And if you have an example where Democrats have used smear tactics on candidates, which is what we're talking about right now, to distort the facts and distort the truth, you know what? I'd like you to produce them and tell us what they are, because if they're wrong no matter who does them. Now, do you have those?
All the smear tactics that Democrats use, period. It's okay for them to
use it, but Republicans can't use anything. That's too generic, it's too broad-based, and it doesn't whittle it down, and it's not verifiable. What I want you to tell me is, Because we're talking about a specific instance here. We're talking about a specific example here. And I want you to turn around and to give me a specific example where a Democrat in any race across this country, congressional, state legislature, senatorial, has used smear tactics. That's all I ask. I don't think it's an impossible thing to prove. I'm just, you made a claim, and I'm asking you to back it up.
But the thing is all this bashing about Bush.
Well, no. See, you want to go back. You want to go back. You want to go back to the same exact thing, and then see, I could counter back.
There's a lot
of different
things.
I'm only asking you for one. I'm only asking
liberal teachers up there in the universities.
Here we go. Here we go. I'm only asking.
Let me ask you this.
Why can't you? You know what? I don't want to be. You know what? I don't want to be rude. So I'm going to only ask you one more time. I'm asking you, we're talking about a specific instance here, and I'm asking you for specific examples or specific instances in which Democrats have singled out candidates and have smeared them. Now, then give me one. If in every election, give me one. Then point one out. Where?
Both sides.
Where?
Both sides,
no, I don't want to talk about both sides. I want you to put up or shut up. Where, sir? You know, I'm asking, I'm trying to give you a fair hearing. Give me an example.
During the Pete Coors election, the Pete Coors and Ken Salazar election.
Okay, what was the smear that Ken Salazar engaged in?
Ken Salazar's people would put on the TV about him dumping toxic waste into the rivers and killing.
Well, was he doing it or wasn't he?
No, you honestly think that he's going to dump all his toxic waste into a river
and
get in trouble by the EPA for it?
You know what? Well, you know what? Was he doing it or wasn't he? That's not what I asked you. I asked you, was he doing it?
Doing it.
All right, then if they told, told a lie, then it was wrong. But does that make what's going on here right?
No, it doesn't.
Well, then what?
It's not just the Republicans using these smear tactics.
You know, then the best thing you can come up with is you know, out of all of these races, the best thing you can come up with is the Pete Coors situation. And you know what? I have to plead ignorance because I wasn't here during that election, and I don't know whether Pete Coors, and I don't know whether Coors was dumping toxic waste into the water or not. And if I had the time to go Google it, I'd certainly go research it, and I'm sure people will call and either document it or not. But you know what? Did Pete Coors call foul about that? And don't answer yes unless he did.
No, he didn't.
Well, then why didn't he if it wasn't true?
Because.
Why didn't he? Why didn't he, sir?
Because the media wouldn't have said it.
That's right. Everything is. You know what? Why is it? You know what? Why is it that you guys on the right always go back to the same lame arguments about how the media won't, and nobody ever will, and nobody ever will? You know that you can't prove anything, and I ask you a dozen times about this. And you know what I'll do, sir? I'll go Google it and I'll go check it out. Okay? But you got a lot of broad-based claims here that you don't seem to be able to back up. And I thank you for the call, and you're welcome to call back here anytime. And trust me, we'll go research it and see if you're right. We'll go check it out, because I wasn't here during that campaign. So we'll go see if it's true. But you know what the sad fact is? The sad fact is that you won't confront the truth, the ugly truth about what's going on here. That's a sad fact. That's a sad, sad fact that you won't confront it. That you guys are so moral. That you guys are so morally upright, yet you know what? You can't confront it. It's sad. 722, 22 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, we do have a couple issues working to start off your drive. This crash working, two cars tangled up, E-470 at Peoria, then Boulderbound on the diagonal. Another accident working right at the IBM plant, so expect some slowing there. Turnpike at 225, they're looking pretty good. I-25, seeing the usual delays as you head out of Thornton North Glen into downtown. I-70, looking good from Wheat Ridge over to Aurora, and then back in Boulder, Foothills Parkway, Highway 93. They're starting to get busy, so is Valmont, South Boulder Road, Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline. Checking out the forecast today, going to be another chilly one, highs close to 30, we're at 20 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
DU offers bachelor's degrees for working professionals that can open a lifetime of opportunities, weekends and evenings and online, adultundergrad.du.edu. That's adultundergrad.du.edu.
This computer is driving me crazy.
Relax. Save your sanity. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Don't spend a fortune getting your computer fixed. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and make your computer run like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or go to pc-answers.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
7:23, 23 minutes after 7 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. By the way, the last caller, Sean, John Turk jogged my memory about this. Wasn't there a book called Citizen Coors that was out? And wasn't Coors fined by the EPA several times? That must be a matter of a public record. But, I thank the guy for calling in. I love to have conservatives, and I love to have them call in because it's always the fault of somebody else. You know, the media is doing it to them, and, though there's smears, and they're smearing this, and they're smearing that. Yeah, right. Well, okay. You bet. You bet. Hey, you know what? I'm not going to ever send you someplace that I'm not going to go myself. I mean, that's just the way it is because I just don't do that kind of stuff. And because you know what ends up happening in the end? What ends up happening in the end is it catches up with you. And that's why when I talk about Rocky's Autos, you know damn well that myself and my family, the Mary and I, have shopped at Rocky's. And we have shopped at Rocky's since the early 90s. And we just bought a car at Rocky's not more than 3 to 4 weeks ago. And we just sent somebody who we work with here to Rocky's who bought a car that they're fabulously happy with, and they did it over the weekend. And they took advantage of the matching down incentive, which is going on now, up to $1,500. So if you've got $1,500 to put down, and they've got $1,500, well, they'll put it down, and you've got $3,000. So 15 becomes 3. And if you've got 500 put down, it'll become 1,000. If you've got 1,000, it'll be 2,000. And Rocky's Autos has got the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. In Colorado, you know, you just can't beat the selection, and I could sit here for 2 hours, and you know I would if I could, describe everything that's on that lot, but you just really got to go look for yourself. Or the other alternative is go to the website at RockiesAutos.com and check it out in the comfort of your own home, and you can pre-qualify for a car loan and see the inventory and read their business philosophy. And Rockies has got over 100 people that are out there, and they're there to make your shopping experience good. And why? Because they want you to do the same thing that I'm doing. Go around and tell your friends and send your friends to Rockies. The matching down incentive up to $1,500, man, you just can't beat it. So take advantage of it now because I don't know how long it's going to go on. Rockies Autos has been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Rockies Autos, good folks out there. Say hello to the Alshire brothers. Say hello to Spanky. Say hello to Gerard Menard. Any of the gang at Rockies, say hello to them for me. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Travelocity presents The Roaming Gnome, denouncer of travel myths. Myth number one, Mexico cruises are too darn pricey.
Phooey! At Travelocity, there are tons of splendid cruise deals to Mexico.
Myth two, do not bring your own tunes to the cruise ballroom.
What? It's a classic.
Cruises to sunny Mexico starting at $249. Visit Travelocity.com/Mexico for details. Restrictions apply. Price based on availability. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Sending money is easy at Western Union because you can use cash or your debit card at participating agent locations. So the next time your daughter calls with a crazy story like,
Daddy, a bookworm got loose in my book bag and ate up all my money.
Remember, you don't always need cash to send cash at participating Western Union agent locations. All you need is your debit card and PIN number. For every story, Western Union, the fastest way to send money worldwide. Restrictions apply. Visit a participating agent location for details.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Martin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Boy, we're getting a lot of conservatives, people on the right calling up this show. Could it be this little radio station is starting to become a threat? But you know what? I welcome conservatives. I welcome calling them up. Hey, become part of the program. State your case. 727, 27 minutes after 7. Attorney General John Souther's office on Tuesday declined to prosecute a Republican group for sending out mass pre-recorded phone calls that Democrats have called slanderous and illegal. This is a trailhead group or robocalls, and we've been talking about it for a long time. Souther's, the Attorney General's office, would not come on here. They kept stalling us off. And they wouldn't come on here to talk about it. If you want an answer from John Souther's as to why not, call his office at 303-866-4500. That's 303-866-4500. Or you can email him at attorney.general@state.co.us. Or call Bill Owens, the governor. I mean, he's involved in this. He's part of the Trailhead Group. And you know something? He's got plenty to say about Jay Benish. He's got plenty to say about all these other things, including Ward Churchill. What does he have to say about these dirty tricks? Call the governor at 303-866-2471. That's 303-866-2471. Let's go to Rick in Centennial. Rick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jay. I am going to call John Suthers, and I just want to remind everyone, you know, he prosecuted three nuns, Catholic nuns, old nuns. I mean, they were in their 60s or 70s for going to a missile, an empty missile silo, and I trying to break in, and you know, they had a few hammers, and they didn't do anything. And he went to the mat with those three old ladies. And now, you know, it's just turning justice on its head, I think, you know, when you know, you get something slanderous and he won't prosecute it.
So. Yeah, you know, and he owes us an explanation as to why not. And I'm talking about a full explanation. And he's a Republican, and this 527 group is Republican-oriented and obviously is, you know, formed by the governor, who's Republican, to advance Republican causes. So why doesn't John Suthers step aside and let there be an independent investigation?
Yeah, exactly, and you know, and if you can, that's all I had to say. I mean, I just can't, I could never get over why you know, there's three whole ladies who just want to protest for peace, and he goes and puts them in jail. Now, and you know, and it was, you know, I don't know, I just can't fathom why you can let one thing slide and then do that. It just seems backwards. So
it does to me too. Thanks, Rick. Thank you. Appreciate it. Here's Tyler in Boulder. Tyler, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
Big fan.
Nice to have you on. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say a little bit about the smear tactics by the Republicans. Well, when the Democrats are doing it, most of those are actually true, you know, referring to that one of the previous callers being, well, there was no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. So, I mean, that was true. So the Democrats came out on that one. So, I mean, it's. And it was like what Musgrave tried to do to Angie Pacioni. She was just trying to smear Angie's name.
Yeah, she was running robocalls. You're exactly right.
You know, she was just trying to destroy Angie because Musgrave knows she's going to lose. I live in Fort Collins and I work in Boulder, so. And my grandmother does a lot of campaign work with Angie Pacioni up in Fort Collins, too.
Well, I hope Angie Pacioni wins. I'm behind her 100%. She's a great person.
Yeah, so am I. You know, we're all, my entire family up in Fort Collins is behind her completely.
All right, pal. Thank you, Tyler. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All right. A couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. We got Pat Walk, state chairwoman of the Democratic Party, coming up. We'll talk to her, and hopefully we'll get Morgan Carroll on. Also, this morning, Tom Tancredo's in the news. There's some information he doesn't want to disclose about use of automobiles at taxpayers' expense. We'll talk to Bill Winter, who's running against him. That's coming up in about an hour. Once again, if you want to call John Suthers' office and you want to urge him to give a full explanation as to why he will not investigate these robocalls, 303-866-4500. That's 303-866-4500. If you want to call the governor's office and tell him that, you know what, the Trailhead Group ought to clean its act up and that the GOP ought to clean its act up in the state of Colorado, 303-866-2471. That's 303-866-2471. I say we put an end to this now. I say we stand up and do the same thing to these folks that we did to Wayne Allard and put the pressure on them. We at least got a statement out of Wayne Allard. I bet you it'll be a long time before Wayne Allard ever makes another statement like he did against Russ Feingold. And let's urge them to get involved in this. 303-866-2471 for the governor. Or the Attorney General John Suthers, 303-866-4500. These are paid public servants. They answered us. It's about time we made them answer up. 7:38, 28 minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Oh, and I had missed my cue here. Let's take a look at progressive traffic with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. Busy ride this morning, southbound I-25, slows from 104th right into downtown and through T-Rex. Northbounders are bunching up as you make your way out of the tech center. Also have a stall on the ramp from Colfax onto northbound I-25, so expect some delays with that. Southbound 225, we're seeing a slow go from Parker Road into the tech center. Eastbound I-70 loaded up from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard. And checking the Boulder area, running heavy along Highway 93, the Diagonal and Foothills Parkway. The Turnpike jams eastbound from Federal to Pecos. And onto the forecast, going to be another cold one today. Highs near 30 with snow showers expected. We're at 22 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's Truck Month at Johnson Auto Plaza in Brighton, and this means program trucks, too, like loaded 05 Ram 2500 quad cabs, Cummins diesel, and all the extras with remaining factory warranty from just $29.99. Just north of E-470 on Highway 85 or online at johnsonautoplaza.com.
Ed Schultz.
Yes, we are on Armed Forces Network.
I know that this is the time of the day which all those brave men and women who are serving and defending this country are listening as well.
The Ed Schultz Show on AM 760.
All around the world.
Progressive Talk.
Take the stress out of planning your corporate meeting by calling a conference specialist at the Four Points Denver Southeast. With over $7 million of renovation recently completed, 20,000 square feet of meeting spaces available for day events or week-long conferences. Corporate rooms have complimentary high-speed access and bottled water. Their central location and affordability makes the Four Points Sheraton Denver Southeast perfect for your business conference. To view rooms and facilities, go to fourpoints.com/Denver Southeast or call 303-758-7000.
Everywhere you look, you'll see the signs. There's so much to see at Toyota's premier event, now at your Toyota dealer. Get the Toyota truck you've always wanted, like the rugged Tundra or the tough Tacoma. Both have been rated best overall value of the year. And right now, get an incredible lease, low APRs, or great customer cash, like $1,500 on the durable 06 Tundra double cab. With great deals like these, you'll really want to take home a tough Toyota truck. It's a great time to get to your Toyota dealer today. Toyota's premier event is on, but hurry. You won't want to miss this. Toyota, moving forward. 2006 IntelliChoice Inc. www.intellichoice.com. Compact pickup two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive full-size pickup two-wheel drive half-ton. Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA Inc. on new 06 Tundras. Does not apply to other offers. Varies by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 4306.
Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer or Toyota.com for savings you don't want to miss. Moving forward, Toyota.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
I'm a check-and-go store manager. Providing extra cash for your needs is our business. Almost anyone can use some extra cash now and then. At Check & Go, you can get the cash you need, and we'll hold your personal check until payday. Contact us, and we'll explain everything and make it easy for you.
Call 1-800-561-CASH to find a Check & Go near you, or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7:36, 24 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin, one line open at 303-713-7600. High today. Going to get up to 35. Supposed to be flurries. I don't see any outside now. By the way, upon further investigation on our part, for that guy Sean who called up the conservative who was making his point and claimed that Salazar smeared Coors during their senatorial campaign. In 1992, Coors was fined, what was it, $1 million, I believe it was? Yeah, it was $1 million by the EPA for air pollution. So, you know, nice try on your part out there, pal, if you're still listening, and I doubt you are. Because I asked him to name one case, and we're talking here about the robocalls and the fact that the Attorney General Souther's office yesterday declined to prosecute a Republican group, the Trailhead Group, for sending out a mass pre-recorded phone calls. The Democrats have called slanderous and illegal, and they are. It's just, you know what, it's dirty. It's bad, it's dirty, and it's false. And I guess you can make false statements about people in the public arena, and now you can get away with it. And I'd like to have an explanation, I'm sure you would too, from John Souther as to why this is so. And, is a Republican overlooking a Republican organization, investigating a Republican organization, anybody find that to be kind of funny? Anybody find the logic on that to be a little bit weird? All right, let's go to Pat Walk, who is the chairwoman of the State Democratic Party. And, Pat, good morning. Sorry to get you out of bed this morning, but thanks for being on the program.
Oh, that's fine.
Well, John Souther says he won't do anything.
No, I actually have the letter is at my office, and I was out yesterday. But apparently they're arguing that although this is sort of a borderline, it's not enough to go forward with any kind of recklessness, and I just find that sort of strange. I mean, where's the border? You know, where is the line?
Well, I think you should explain that to us, don't you think?
Well, I mean, basically in the letter, apparently, is what it says is that Trailhead, that they didn't think it rose to the level of reckless disregard. So my only question is, what is reckless disregard then, if that doesn't rise to it? I think that we need to continue to have some dialogue, but I think most importantly, we need just to get the word out to people that they're doing this and they're going to continue to do this and think they can get by with it. I thought what was really informative in some of the press coverage yesterday was they actually did ads on Treasurer Mark Hellman,
and he
asked them not to do them, and they said they were going to do them anyway. I mean, who is this group out there that they're just going to decide what they're going to do, even if it's on your behalf? It's a really strange group from my point of view. But I've heard reports of this before where Republican legislators have asked them to back off, and they say, no, we're not going to.
Well, you know, I've been giving out the governor's number. I mean, he's part of the Trailhead group. I wonder what he has to say about this, and if he thinks this is good politics, and if he thinks this is the kind of politics that, say, for instance, you know, his kids would want to hear about.
Well, that's a good idea. Maybe we should be all asking the governor to respond to this. You know, in some way, clearly he's purportedly part of it. I haven't seen any evidence he's putting any money into it, but maybe he doesn't have any money to put into it.
Well, he helped form it, and you know what? He's the head of the GOP in this state.
That's true. He is.
I think John Southers owes us more of an explanation. And I also find it kind of strange that you got a Republican AG looking at the doings, legally or illegally, of a Republican-oriented group.
Well, that's, you know what, Jay? That's why we've got to get Fern O'Brien elected this fall, so that we have a Democratic AG, and hopefully we'll be looking at things not just more favorably for Democrats, but things that really fit within the law as we see it. This is not the first thing that's come out of the AG's office. Look at what happened with Joan Fitzgerald. It was just a real attempt to keep her from holding her seat. So maybe that's part of it, but at this point I think that we just need to tell the public, keep an eye on these ads, keep reporting them to us. We're going to keep up the drumbeat of doing something about things that we consider illegal and, yes, reckless.
They are reckless. You know, they're false.
They are false.
I mean, how does anybody condone this kind of activity about lying about somebody?
Well, I don't think that there's a kind of no-holds-barred attitude going on in the Republican Party right now, and that's because they're desperate. I'm starting to get feedback from the caucus participation last night, and places where we didn't expect that the caucuses would be filled were filled last night. I mean, they filled all their delegate slots. Really exciting stuff going on. And I think that's just an indication that Democrats are sick of what's been going on under this Republican regime, and they want a difference. And I think you're going to see it in this election this fall.
I heard that Republican turnout was thin.
Wouldn't surprise me. Everywhere I go, I've got Republicans walking up and saying, I don't have a party anymore. So I just think it's up to us to run good candidates, to be good on the issues that affect people's daily lives, because that's what we really care about, and we'll win this fall.
Do you have any idea how much these robocalls cost?
They can be done pretty cheaply. In fact, we've done robocalls for the caucuses and for other things, and for a few $100, if you have a system already set up. Now, we don't have a system in the state party office, but a lot of the county offices do. So, but you can buy a robocall system for about $500 to $800.
Oh, you mean I can run a robocall system out of my house?
You sure can. You sure can. And basically, all you do, you'll need the numbers that you're going to do dial up, and so. That's why, for us, when we're doing them in the party, we're using our voter list that we already have. But, you know, you can get a voter list that's just about everybody in the state from the Secretary of State's office.
Is that where the Trailhead group gets these numbers?
I suspect that they get them from the Secretary of State, because for about $500, they can buy just about anybody can buy a voter list. And that has everybody on it from Republican unaffiliated to Democrat. And then once they have their message recorded, they can run it probably out of their own offices.
Boy, don't tempt me. I got a large basement. Don't tempt me to run my own robocalls on the Republican. But you know what? It's not right no matter who does it. That's the whole thing. And it's just plain wrong, and it's immoral. It's immoral to lie about people like this.
Well, I think that's the issue. It's one thing, and I've said this before, it's one thing if you are, you know, you're putting out messages about really good candidates that you want people to know about. It's another thing when you are maliciously going out to try to destroy the credibility of people who are sitting in office. And, you know, we wouldn't argue as much if they were doing robocalls on behalf of one of their candidates. But when they spend all that time and money to focus on, on a legislature. By the way, you know, someone was just saying Hank Brown was up at the Joint Budget Committee saying, you know, about the budget, that here were promises made and promises kept. This is what these legislators have been doing. One of the ones that have been targeted is Bernie Busher, who's been in the Joint Budget Committee. Great, great legislator. Very, very concerned about the direction the state is going. And so why pick on Bernie Busher to say malicious things about? Well, probably because he's a first-termer, and they're just looking for any first-termer that they might try to unseat and put a Republican in. Is it going to be a Republican that it's going to have the same interests at heart? I don't know. It's an unknown. I do know Bernie Busher has the interest of the people of the state at heart.
Well, how about the GOP charge that that they can't find out who's behind Research and Democracy? I find that hard to believe.
Well, I mean, I suspect, I don't know anything about Research and Democracy. I suspect that they file somewhere, and if somebody wanted to do, you know, some hard work, I mean, I went and found out about Trailhead. But what difference does it make who Research and Democracy is? You know, here's the thing. That big basement of yours, if you decided that you wanted to put a printer down there and do a bunch of flyers on behalf of, let's say, Debbie Benefit, I don't know who your legislator is.
Peter Groff.
Peter Groff, great guy. You could do that. You could spend your own money to do that. And you could tell Peter you did it, or you don't have to tell Peter you did it, as long as you don't overspend what you should be spending. So I don't know what the big deal is about Research and Democracy, except that it's just a ploy on the part of the Republicans to make the Democratic legislators look bad.
Disgusting. The whole thing is disgusting.
It is disgusting. And it's, you know, at this point in time, what I would say to all your listeners out there is, you know, we have a lot of work to do this year. We've got some great candidates running. We're going to need your help, every single bit of your help. If you don't have the time, give a dollar. If you don't have a dollar, you know, just dedicate 1 hour a week to a candidate in your local area. The main thing is we need to get the message out that we're running good candidates. They care about core values of people in this state, education, health care, the economy. We're going to do great things, and we need to just ignore Trailhead and all these other groups out there. There will be more of them. They will be doing nastier stuff, but we got to keep our eye on the prize, and that is good government for people in this state.
All right. Pat Walk, thank you so much for being on this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jay. Keep up the great work.
You got it. There's Democratic Chairwoman Pat Walk. And we thank her for being on. She's a chair of the entire state. Once again, if you want to call the governor and ask him if he thinks that this robocalls are good moral politics, 303-866-2471. That's 303-866-2471. If you want to call Attorney General John Southers and ask him why he declines to prosecute the Trailhead group, and as Pat Walk said, where the borders are on this, 303-866-4500. That's 303.
Ever seen one of those huge fishing nets that trawlers drag across the ocean? If you have, it'll remind you of the Denver Business Journal. The Journal gathers stories from every corner of the Denver business world and gives you an index of names and companies on the move that you can skim in just 5 minutes every Friday. So you always know how to swim with the big fish in Denver. Call 303-837-3500 today and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time. Ever notice that when you get successful in Denver, two things happen. Your time gets more valuable, and you're more likely to read the Denver Business Journal. This is no coincidence. You can skim the journal's index of names and companies on the move each week in just 5 minutes and have hot leads to move your business forward. Call 303-837-3500 today. That's 303-837-3500 and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
Else, rental cars, and more. And when you're at home, save on restaurants, prescriptions, flowers, and other everyday items. Visit AAA.com for a complete list of merchants.
The Al Franken Show.
There are a lot of dangerous jobs out there, and I've never had one of them.
Things you won't get anywhere else.
When I was at NBC at Saturday Night Live, the number one cause of injury at NBC were people falling out of their chairs.
And advice you can use.
If you're listening to the show and in your office, don't lean back too far.
Al Franken, 10 to 1.
Just be careful.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
How many diet products have you tried that just don't work? Well, this is an invitation for you to try a clinically proven weight loss system featured on Dateline and Good Morning America for free. It's called the Sprinkle Thin System. The doctor who created it found that adding Sprinkle Thin to your food can make you feel full faster, so you can cut the calories without feeling hungry. For your free trial, call 1-800-500-0917. That's 1-800-500-0917. 1-800-500-0917.
Call for details on costs, benefits, and limitations. An insurance agent may contact you. Limited benefits first 2 years.
It's a little something I've done every night since I was a kid. Empty my pocket change into this old jar. It's never much. Just what's left after I break a dollar. I never thought I could get quality life insurance with my spare change. Until I heard a commercial for Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company.
No one wants to think about the financial and emotional burden they may be placing on their loved ones by not having life insurance. Don't wait. If you're between 50 and 85, call now for valuable free information on guaranteed acceptance life insurance from Colonial Penn. You simply cannot be turned down. There's no medical exam to take, no health questions to answer. We've made it easy and affordable to get the peace of mind you and your family need. Call now for free information and get a free gift just for calling. Call 1-800-400-5016. That's 1-800-400-5016. 1-800-400-5016.
Every day, your company's computers are being attacked
by spam, spyware, and viruses
designed to invade your business and compromise your privacy.
And there's only one way to stop it.
The Barracuda Network's Spam and Spyware Firewalls. An easy-to-install device that will ensure your business's privacy and safety. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free trial. The Barracuda Network's Spam and Spyware Firewalls. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM. 888-ANTI-SPAM.
For your free trial.
Or go online to BarracudaNetworks.com.
If you're living in a space that's too small, or too large, or too old, or just too ugly, here's what you do. Take a 2x4 to the problem. Maybe some 2x6s. Heck, just take all your lumber and give it to a member of the American Institute of Architects. We'll design a home that fits your needs and your budget to a T. Call an AIA architect early, so your living space won't be too this or too that, but just right. AIA. Good design makes a difference. Visit AIA.org.
At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we think a routine morning is no way to kick off your day. How do you know if your morning is routine? Let me help. Wake up, routine. Wake up in an igloo, unroutine. Brush your teeth, routine. Let an attractive member of the opposite sex brush your teeth, unroutine. Assuming you're not a pop-punk guitarist on tour in Eastern Europe. Driving to work, routine. Dancing to work, unroutine, but extremely time-consuming. Reheated, sloppy, fast food breakfast, routine. Fresh baked power bagel, unroutine. Fresh baked power bagel eaten with one hand while fighting ninjas with the other and sipping a cup of darn good coffee through a straw? Yeah, now we're talking. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with our new Steak Ranchero breakfast sandwich. Shaved sirloin, roasted chilies, eggs, and pepper jack cheese on grilled ciabatta bread. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7:53. 53 minutes past the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 35. Flurries. We'll get to Bush and his Iraq press conference. You know, I mean, that's another thing. Man, I could spend two or three hours on that alone. On that sham yesterday that was put on. Talking about John Southers declining to prosecute a Republican group for sending out, this is a trailhead group, for sending out these robocalls, which are nothing but smear tactics. And you know what? We tried to get the Attorney General on here like several times, got stalled off. And now, of course, you know, and where's the line on this, too, by the way? Where's the line on what constitutes, breaking the law? I'd like to ask him about that. Where I get, you know, I guess what? Can you say anything? Because, like apparently this doesn't meet the criteria. Well, what is the criteria? Let's go to Jeff in Denver. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Love your show.
Thanks.
But I was listening earlier today, and I want you to tell me, do you really believe, and I'm a Democrat, I believe by and large with it, you know, and the things that you talk about on your program, but do you really believe in your heart of hearts that Democrats don't use the same kind of smear tactics that you've been talking about?
You know, in the places I've lived in, I've lived all over the country, and, I've lived in a ton of states, and I've worked in a ton of places. No, not to the extent that the GOP does, not to the extent that Republicans do. And I've been in some states with some pretty high-profile races in which... not like this. I really, really don't remember it. And sometimes I think that, I debate this all the time about whether we're too soft and not strong enough.
Well, I mean, kind of what concerns me about the Democratic Party is that we oftentimes step on our own toes by going around and saying these kinds of things. Oh, my God, we would never do that. We'd never do that. When, in fact, we do all the time. And it gives the Republicans ammunition to come back and say, oh, these are these ranting and raving bedwetting liberals, and, you know, they're holier than thou. And I just think, you know, do we need a dose of reality, man?
Well, first of all, you know what? They can call us anything they want to call us. I got over that a long time ago. And it used to bother me when they did. Now I don't care. I don't give a damn what they call us. You know what? It doesn't make any difference to me. Because nobody whines more than they do. Nobody complains more than they do. Nobody screams persecution more than they do. And I think a good example of that is the GOP and the religious right, which is constantly screaming persecution. Although, you know what? If you look at the amount of Christians in this country, what is it, 86 to close to 90%? How's that a persecuted minority? You know, that's number one. And number two, you know, you would have to give me individual instances of where Democrats have done it, and if they have done it, and if they do it, then it's just as wrong. But you know what? A wrong is a wrong, and it doesn't really make any difference who does it.
I mean, really? Though,
I mean, give me.
I can't sit here and tell you
but
you have to do is go back and look at any campaign that's been on TV during the last 20 years, and guarantee.
Well, pick one then. If that's the case, pick one.
Go back to Ken Salazar and Pete Coors.
Well, all right. What did Ken Salazar say that wasn't true? That was a smear.
Well, I don't know if it was true or not, but all I can say is when I think of smear tactics, what I'm thinking of is negative campaigning, and it doesn't give us the best footing.
There is a difference there's a big difference between engaging in negative campaigning and picking out what your opponent has done and what you feel that your opponent has done is wrong, and holding your opponent's record up to scrutiny and showing it in a negative light, and out smearing and lying. Can you say to me on an honest-to-God basis, can you say to me that any Democrat, and let's take any presidential election over your lifetime, have they ever resorted to the kind of tactics that George W. Bush resorted to in the last election?
Probably not.
All right, how about 2000 with Al Gore?
Probably not to that length.
Well, so, right.
Look, this is what I'm saying, Jay. I'm saying that, you know, for those Democrats that believe that we don't resort to smear tactics. And,
well, you keep saying
you're drinking the Kool-Aid.
All right, you know what, then? If we're drinking the Kool-Aid, you know what? All I'm asking you to do is give me one example, and you can't give me one. Give me one. Email me one. I'll wait to hear it. And if it's wrong, I'll say it's wrong. But you know what? You know what? You can't get on here. You can't make a claim if you can't back it up. That's all I ask. I'm not asking for the moon. I'm only asking for an example. Thank you for the call.
All right.
Finally, a mortgage banking firm you can trust to help you buy the home of your dreams or refinance without outrageous closing costs. Encore's experienced financial consultants will educate you on how to get the best loan. Encore's commitment to 100% customer satisfaction is attained by meeting clients 7 days a week, face-to-face. If you're ready for a relationship with a mortgage banker approved by the Better Business Bureau that will put your interests first, call Encore at 720-266-4917 now. That's 720-266-4917.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Progressives come to talk. Hey, Casey and Thornton, Denver Boulder. And online at AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Breaking news from Detroit. Struggling General Motors is offering buyouts to all of the company's 113,000 hourly workers. GM is also announcing a deal with Delphi Corporation, the bankrupt auto parts company it used to own, to buy out thousands of its employees. Automotive News editor and publisher Keith Crane says this is drastic action, but there's really no other choice.
It was important for Delphi, the largest American supplier along with General Motors and the United Auto Workers, to come to some agreement where they could lower their costs in terms of labor costs as well as the number of workers.
President Bush leaves for Wheeling, West Virginia within the hour, his latest stop in an effort to rebuild support for the war in Iraq.
I'm Peter Mayer at Andrews Air Force Base. The White House says today's appearance will be more of a town hall meeting than a formal speech, an indication that aides are happy with the give and take that the president's had with audiences and at yesterday's White House news conference. He will appear at what's expected to be a patriotic event in West Virginia, a state with 10,000 people on active military duty. The state has also lost 23 troops in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Officials have closed the books on the biggest child recovery effort ever undertaken. WWL's Dave Cohen has that.
For nearly 7 months after Hurricane Katrina, the calls kept coming into the hotline.
Hello, you've reached the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children.
Some 34,000 calls as families struggled to find missing children, and now officials say they've tracked down all of the nearly 5,200 kids reported missing after the hurricane. 12 children on the list were found dead. The rest have been reunited with loved ones. The Center for Missing and Exploited Children calls its efforts unprecedented. However, about 8,000 cases of missing adults are still unresolved. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
The story of an Oregon family snowbound in rugged mountain country for more than 2 weeks has a happy ending. Peter and Marla Stivers, their children, and two grandparents were rescued yesterday after the couple decided to leave the family RV and get help. The family got lost looking for a scenic route.
Always tell somebody what road you're taking, what route.
Stay on the main roads.
Stay on the main roads. Never take the Oregon mountain roads in the winter.
It had to be a terrible way to die. In the Dallas area, a man running away from a traffic stop ran into a pitch-dark field, fell into a mud hole, and was stuck waist-deep. Sergeant Don Peritz says the man died as emergency workers struggled to pull him out.
Tried to put him on a backboard. Every time they tried to pick him up, they sank themselves into the mud and were unable to extricate themselves with him. Sometime during the extrication procedure, he expired.
Authorities believe the man died of exhaustion. In early trading on Wall Street, the Dow Industrial Average is ahead by more than 35 points. The NASDAQ Composite is lower by about 10. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar Emergency, this is Laura.
Yes, we have had an accident. We are sideways on the highway.
Are there any injuries?
My back and neck is hurting.
Okay, we're going to get the emergency services on the line.
If your airbags deploy, OnStar receives a signal and calls to check on you.
Hi, this is Laura from OnStar. I have a vehicle crash with airbag deployment on Interstate 83.
Okay, we'll send somebody out there.
Would you like me to remain on the line until they are there?
If you wouldn't mind.
That's not a problem. I don't mind at all.
No one offers more vehicles with the safety of OnStar than Chevy.
I really appreciate your help. That's the policeman. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Choose a vehicle that could help save your life. Choose a Chevy with OnStar. Chevy, America's number one brand, America's number one value, offers 16 OnStar-equipped cars and trucks. Ford, Dodge, and Toyota don't have any. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, we are seeing a pretty nice drive. No major issues for you, but things are busy. The Turnpike seeing the usual slowing as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster, around town, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. All running heavy, so is Arapahoe, South Boulder Road, Broadway, and Baseline. And southbound 225. Well, usual delays from Parker Road right into the Tech Center and I-25. We're jamming up southbound from 104th into downtown. Then we're slow in both directions as you make your way through T-Rex. Onto the
Tonight's a big deal on NBC. First, a special Deal or No Deal, America's hottest game show. Then, an all-new Law & Order at an early time, 9, 8 central.
All I care about is, did he do the crime?
And the premiere of Heist, the new drama where every episode brings you closer to the score of a lifetime.
So which one are we going to hit?
All of them.
A special Deal or No Deal. Law & Order in its new time in the premiere of Heist. Tonight on NBC.
Break from the everyday routine.
Each Wednesday through March, AM 760 and Einstein Brothers will be bringing one lucky workplace breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Nosh away on a bagel and a schmear when AM 760 shows up at your office with breakfast for 20.
For more information on how to put a break in your daily routine, log on to am760.net. am760.net.
Here you go.
Before you make another credit card payment or buy a new or used vehicle, get all the legal facts. Tune in Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 for Scams and Shams with Steve Birkin and Rick Weinkoop. Steve and Rick are two lawyers that care about consumer rights. They're at your disposal for 1 hour each week to save you money and help you through tough, complicated financial decisions. You can utilize their legal expertise during this one-hour show. Don't get burned. Tune in to Scams and Shams Saturdays right here.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I know I was supposed to be off today to get an MRI done, but the MRI didn't happen. So here I am, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Thanks for joining us this morning. 303-713-7600, three lines open. Been talking about these robocalls and the decision by John Souther, who, by the way, and I didn't know this because I wasn't here when this happened, that he was appointed by Bill Owens. So, you know, and how does he make a decision this quickly, too? That's another thing about this. Anyway, you can call his office and demand a further investigation or an explanation at 303-866-4500. Or you can call the governor of the state of Colorado, Bill Owens, and ask him if he thinks that these robocalls are a good thing. And ask him if he thinks that these are moral and just things to do. 303-866-2471, considering he helped form the Trailhead group that's behind this. 303-866-2471. And, you know, the previous caller that I asked to send an example, you know, I'm sure there are Democrats across this country. I'm sure that there are, none of the places that I've ever lived, and I've lived in a lot of places, but I'm sure there are Democrats across this country that have engaged in smear tactics. I'm sure it's gone on, but you know what? If they do it, it's wrong. I mean, it's wrong no matter who does it. But I got to tell you something, and I really would be interested in this, to hearing this from you. Sometimes I think our problem is that we just don't fight enough. Is that we're just not aggressive enough. Is that we just don't band together and go after people like the Trailhead Group and go after people like Attorney General John Southers, because the decision, you know, the decision smells. That we just don't do it. That we're largely silent in a lot of times when we shouldn't be, because we end up a lot of times taking the high road, or claiming that we're taking the high road, or feeling that we're taking the high road, and rising above the fray. Meanwhile, we're getting pounded. And we allow this to go on. The John Kerry campaign to me is like the best example of this. Now, I'm not asking, you know, any of you. I'm not saying to any of you that whoever runs for political office, that they're 100% perfect, that you should buy 100% of everything that they say, that you should go along with everything that they say, or that in politics that any of us are going to get 100% of what we want. That's just not going to happen. It just isn't going to happen. And I think the best example of who we are versus who they are, in my mind, and I may be way off the beam on this, so you tell me if I am. I think that you're an independent thinker. I think that by and large the audience to this radio station are independent thinkers. That you don't swallow any kind of a party line. And that's a good thing. And the example, and this hit me yesterday before I ever knew that this whole robocall decision was ever going to come down, and that I ever knew that any of this was going to happen. Mary and I were out running errands yesterday, and we had stopped at a mall, and she had gone in to get something. And I thought to myself, well, you know what, I'll just tune around and I'll see what the right wing's up to. And I don't do it very often. And I heard Limbaugh. And Limbaugh was playing cuts of George W. Bush at this press conference yesterday. And he was playing Bush's response to a softball question that was lobbed at him by Carl Cameron of Fox News. And don't forget, when it's Fox, it's not the facts. On the subject of the terrorist surveillance program. And Bush's answer was, and Limbaugh was applauding him for this. And Bush's answer was, I think during these difficult times, and they are difficult when we're at war, the American people expect there to be an honest and open debate without needless partisanship, and that's how I view it. I did notice that nobody from the Democratic Party, the Democrat Party, had actually stood up and called for getting rid of the terrorist surveillance program. You know, if that's what they believe, if the people in the party believe that, then they ought to stand up and say it. They ought to stand up and say the tools we're using to protect the American people shouldn't be used. They ought to take their message to the people and say, vote for me. I promise we're not going to have a terrorist surveillance program. That's what they ought to be doing. That's part of what is an open and honest debate. And I heard Limbaugh. Yes, you know, that's what he ought to say. He ought to get out there and say, you know, if you're ex-Democrat, you ought to run against us and do the terrorist program. And I thought to myself, you know, the difference between myself and Limbaugh, the difference between us and them, is what Bush was saying here is absolute, well, I can't use that word on the air, it's absolute BS. And we'll talk to John Nichols after 9 o'clock about this. And this ties into the robocalls, so just bear with me here, okay? Bear with me. What Bush is saying here isn't the truth. It's not the truth. He's lying. Russell Feingold, Chuck Hagel, Republicans, as well as Democrats, who objected, who questioned the idea of going around the FISA court and violating the 1978 FISA law and violating the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, they weren't talking about, they weren't saying at any given time that we shouldn't have a terrorist surveillance program. They weren't saying that we should, you know, give up the tools that this country needs to use to protect the American public. That's not what they were saying. What they were saying is, you should do it, but we're a nation of laws, we're a nation of rules, and you should keep it within the rules. That's what they were saying. But Bush got on television yesterday, and it was all over right-wing radio yesterday, with this... Boy, I can't say that. I came close to saying it on the air. With this BS quote, which he knows, He knows that what he's saying is wrong. He knows what he's saying in his heart of hearts is a distortion. Rush Limbaugh turns around and repeats the same distortion. Rush Limbaugh is a liar. He's a liar. The only difference is he won't let people like you and I on his program to call him on it. They heavily screen those calls and have for years. And all of us working in this business know it. It's just the dirty little secret that's not really, you know, was never disclosed to the public. Now, why am I bringing all of this in about Iraq and about the robocalls and the whole thing? Because I don't believe in my heart of hearts, and I don't have to say this, but I don't believe it in my heart of hearts that you and I, that we're like that. I believe that we believe that we can beat these people in an open, honest debate because they're wrong and their facts are wrong and their talking points are wrong. And they keep repeating these talking points as if they're facts. You've heard some of the conservative callers, and we've been attracting them now lately. So I don't know what's up with that, that we're starting to get them. But we've been attracting them lately over the last couple of days, including the guy, what was it, last hour? I mean, we just, you know, and sometimes I think, though, that we get victimized. That we just simply get victimized. Because we allow ourselves to get pounded. We allow ourselves to have this stuff put on us. You know, I don't care what Republican or what GOP says anything about me. You can call me a liberal. You can call me a card-carrying member of the ACLU. You can call me, you know, all of those things. You can challenge my patriotism. You can go down all those lines. You can make all of those comments. But you damn well better be prepared to prove it. It's just like the discussion we had here a couple of weeks ago, where the guy says to me at a social event, when everybody stands for the flag, well, do you guys at AM 760 do that? Well, you know what? You're damn right we do. I'm just sick of it, man. But I think we get victimized. So the robocalls go out. And what do? We don't respond. And I get callers here who call up and they want to get into an ethics debate. Well, I bet you the Democrats do it. Well, you know what? If they do it, it's wrong. If a Democrat does it, it is wrong. If Republicans do it, it's wrong. But you know what? We should respond. We should respond to them on every level, on every point, on everything that they say. We should respond and we should fight back. I really believe this. I really, really, really believe this. And you know what? There's power in numbers. And Media Matters for America proves this on an everyday basis. That all it takes is 5 minutes of your time to make a phone call or to send an email. And if all of us did this, you'd be surprised what mountains we can move. Now, what we've got here is we're under attack. We are under attack. They're doing it. They don't want to have an honest debate about anything. What they want to do is they want to attack us. So what they're doing is they're attacking people like Morgan Carroll and others. And Bernie Boucher and others. This Trailhead group. That's what they're doing. And George Bush stands up there yesterday and attacks us. Makes this out-of-bounds statement. And not one member of the media stands up and goes, but wait a minute, that's not what was said. In all due respect, Mr. President. And you know something else? Everybody I know of, other than John Nichols of The Nation magazine, misses this whole NSA smear thing. They miss it. The mainstream media doesn't pick it up. You know what? Keith Olbermann didn't even have it last night. So this guy is running around the country like he's doing today, George W. Bush, and he's perpetrating these lies on the American public, and we need to stand up and we need to say, but wait a minute, you know what? Stop lying. Tell it the way it is. If you want to break the FISA law, if you want to break the laws of this country, then you know something? Just admit you want to do it. Go ahead and say you want to do it, but don't try to cast it in some debate that it's not. And you know something? If you want to have a debate about 527s, if you want to have a debate about campaign reform, if you want to talk about all of these things, if you want to talk about slush funds, then put it out on the table. Stop making these robocalls. You know, I'm just sick of the GOP in general. I really am sick of them. And I'm not sick in the sense of ranting and raving and whining. And maybe I'm doing a lot of ranting and raving here this morning. I'm not sick of them in this sense. You know what sick of them in? I'm sick of them in that I'm tired of sitting there laying down taking it from these people all the time. Screw them, okay? You know what? Screw them. Attorney General John Souther's office, 303-866-4500. 303-866-4500. Bill Owens, 303-866-2471. Call him about these robocalls. And if you got an extra 5 seconds, email the White House. And let the president know about how you feel, too.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused. Flexible. Friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Is this what the legal system sounds like to you?
Blah, 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 blah.
Mumbo jumbo, mumbo jumbo.
Blah, 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 blah.
Order in the court.
If you've been injured in a traffic or any other serious accident, you need an attorney who can make sense of the complex legal system. The attorneys at Gregory and O'Sullivan will work on a contingency fee basis to get your medical bills and lost wages paid and more. Call Gregory and O'Sullivan now for a free consultation at 720-266-4910. 720-266-4910.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers. But as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915. Or click on the banner in the player now.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and the golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
Or your debit card at participating agent locations. So the next time your daughter calls with a crazy story like,
"Daddy, a bookworm got loose in my book bag and ate up all my money."
Remember, you don't always need cash to send cash at participating Western Union agent locations. All you need is your debit card and PIN number. For every story, Western Union, the fastest way to send money worldwide. Restrictions apply. Visit a participating agent location for details.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This is Jay Marvin. And by God, you ought to be sick of him by now. 8:22 minutes after 8. High today is supposed to be 35, and it's supposed to be flurries. Right now where we are, there are no flurries. All right, 303-713-7600. Tom Tancredo's in the news, too, and we're going to talk to Bill Winter about that, about Tom, who seems to have a little problem here with has a transportation problem. U.S. Representative Tom Tancredo spent more taxpayer money than all but five of his colleagues on car leases last year, but he won't give us any specifics as to what he did with it or where he went. So we'll talk about that. Let's go to the phones. Here's Jeff in Summit County. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Well, you hit all the key points that that these people to the right and these people that are still supporting the president as he blatantly lies to us, they just can't admit to it. I was watching C-SPAN this morning. A gentleman with Harper magazine.
Harper's.
Yes, the editor. Seemed like a nice gentleman.
That's Lewis Latham, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Very fair-minded. Gets on there and basically brings out the facts that Bush has lied to us and his administration has lied to us over 232 times. It's documented. It's factual. You can't dispute these facts. They're there. And he was constantly attacked with no facts. Personal attacks on his views, which he wasn't expressing his views, he was expressing the facts of why Bush should be impeached. And this is why we need to keep on this and stay on it and stay on it. And do not give up, like you said, do not give up the fight that these issues are constitutional. He basically, and like Sandra Day O'Connor has previously stated, this administration is liking that of a dictatorship. This is from Sandra Day O'Connor, a woman who sat on the Supreme Court. Now they're going to start attacking her.
Well, they have been attacking her, and the point she was making is that when you attack courts, you start to move towards a dictatorship, and the Republican Party has been doing it for a long, long time. And the Terri Schiavo incident is probably the one that everybody can point to. That this is what they do. They don't like it. That they go on the attack. That they because you know what? Here's the difference. Here's the difference. Now, I could be wrong about this, but what I've noticed, okay, and it's hard to make an argument by anecdote, but I've been doing talk for like 18 years. So how many phone calls do you figure I've taken over that 18 years?
Million.
Probably a lot of them. Most people, if they don't like, most people who call me, who say they are liberal or left or progressive, who don't like what the courts have done, usually criticize the decision, not the judges. They don't make personal attacks on the judges. They don't attack the bench.
Well, but they started to.
Well, but the right wing does this. I mean, Tom DeLay stood up there after the Terri Schiavo thing and started threatening the courts. And some of the judges that had made those decisions were conservative judges. And it still wasn't good enough for them. And this is what she's talking about. She's talking about Tom DeLay, and she's talking about the Senator John Cornyn, who ought to know better because he's a former attorney general from the state of Texas.
Self-preservation.
Well, that's what she's talking about, man, and that's where it's wrong. That's where it's absolutely, she's right 100%, and that's where these people are threatening our democracy. I mean, they really are.
You had a caller on yesterday that was it was all about him. And the lack of foresight to see through that what social programs have done for this country and what we try to do for each other as American citizens are what we should be focusing on, and we should be focusing on why we're spending so much money and all of our resources in an area of the world that is so unstable, and basically the war. You know, they were trying to justify the war again this morning and trying to justify it. And like you say, he lies about it.
But. Well, they play this shell game with the reasoning behind it. And I could have been rude to that guy, and I could have broken him down. I could have tried. I could have said, But I didn't. And the same thing with the guy who called me this morning. I mean, it's just hard to challenge them because they're just, they give you these generalities. They don't want to deal in specifics. I mean, it's very, 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 very hard to deal with them. Jeff, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Take care.
All right. Let me go to Bill in Longmont. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi, Bill.
Jay?
Yes.
Actually, it's Bill.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's all right. Hey, I was looking at the I did a Google search on the Trailhead group this morning. I found some Rocky Mountain news articles. Supposedly, Southers on February 8th or so put out a letter stating that he would investigate any false allegations towards any party at any time. And I don't have a copy of that letter, but I'm just wondering more. Maybe you guys can do some research and check that letter out.
Yeah, we'll definitely get into it.
And there's a link right to it. So if he was saying that on February 8th, you know, then what explains his actions now? Also, the other morning you had a guest speaker on. I forget her name right now, but she was stating how Pete Coors was involved with the Trailhead Group. I put a call into Coors that morning. Finally, they put me through to their public relations person, and I asked them about his involvement with donating money to the Trailhead Group. They said they'd get back to me via the email. I'm still waiting to get that email back from them.
Well, I'm sure
concerning that.
I'm sure they'll answer that. You know, to me, the way to handle this, the way to go after this, the way to get this thing done, is that we're a nation of laws, and that we got to live by the laws. And any of us are free to associate with whoever we want to associate with, and we're free to be involved in any organization that we want to be involved in. That goes for Pete Coors, that goes for Benson, that goes for you, it goes for me. I mean, Mary and I give to liberal causes. I've named them before on the air here. I mean, Media Matters for America is one. The ACLU is another one. I give to the DNC on a regular basis. I have given to individual candidates running for Congress. That's another thing. That's okay. That stuff is perfectly all right.
That's true.
There's nothing wrong with that. But here's the thing. If you and I get together, and what we do is against the law, or somebody even suspects that what we do is against the law, then the taxpayers of the state and people are owed a full and complete investigation and a full and complete airing of dirty laundry. Now, what people have to ask themselves is, do you think in this case we got this? Do you think in this case it's possible for an appointed attorney general from the same party that runs in the same circles as Bill Owens and the rest of them, because Bill Owens appointed him and the Trailhead Group and all of these people, do you think it's possible to get a fair hearing on this deal? If it isn't possible, why isn't it possible? And to have a snap decision like this, which is what we got, is that right? I don't think it's right. And I think that what we have to do is, it's not the association part. What it is, it's the law. And we have to ask, the Attorney General needs to give you and I and everybody else here an explanation as to why he made the decision he made. And Bill Owens needs to tell us why he thinks that being involved with this group and why he thinks that this kind of politics is okay. That's as simple as that.
That's right.
All right, Bill, I got to run, man. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Did I get his name wrong a second time? Man, you know what? Well, my hand's throbbing, and I'm all wound up here this morning. All right, but you can call the Attorney General and ask him for an explanation here. 303-866-4500. That's 303-866-4500. Or call Governor Bill Owens. That number is 303-866-2471. 303-866-2471. Coming up next, Tom Tancredo's in the news. We'll depart from this a little bit, and we'll talk to Bill Winter, who's his congressional opponent, and we'll see what Bill Winter has to say about Tom Tancredo and the use of automobiles. It's 8:31, 29 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760. Let's get a look at progressive traffic, speaking of automobiles, with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. We are dealing with a couple issues now. Have a crash northbound I-25 at 225. It is off to the shoulder, but adding to your delays coming up from Parker. Now, southbound I-25, also seeing some trouble. Have a wreck at Colorado Boulevard. It is tying up the left lane, so slow go behind that. In Aurora, southbound 225, we're bunching up from Parker Road into the Tech Center. Eastbound C-470, still a bit sluggish from Broadway over to University and checking the Boulder area. Running heavy on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal on Highway 93, and the Turnpike. Bunching up in and out of town, and again eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. On to the forecast, cloudy today. It's going to be another cold one. Highs close to 30. Might see some afternoon snow. We're at 22 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Donor Alliance, enhancing lives through organ and tissue donation. Learn more or sign up today to be an organ and tissue...
Hi, honey, can you go to Radio Shack and sign up for Dish Network Satellite TV for me? For us? All of us? We'll get sports, movies, sports, and cartoons, too. Yeah, that'll be great for me. Us.
Sign up now for the Dish Family Programming Package at Radio Shack and get 40 channels for only $19.99 a month. And only at Radio Shack, get half off activation instantly. Good with credit approval through 4106 at participating stores. Activation fee, residency, and other restrictions apply. Equipment must be returned upon cancellation, subject to change without notice. Void where prohibited. Details in store.
How many diet products have you tried that just don't work? And what about all the money you spent on them? Well, this is an invitation for you to try a clinically proven weight loss system featured on Dateline and Good Morning America for free. The world's leading authority on the science of smell and taste has developed a new weight loss method that doesn't involve dieting, exercise, or drugs. It's called the Sprinkle Thin System. The doctor who created it found that adding Sprinkle Thin to your food can make you feel full faster, so you can cut the calories without feeling hungry. Sprinkle Thin is unlike any weight loss product on the market. It's the only system that lets you eat all your favorite foods without counting calories or taking dangerous drugs. Sprinkle Thin is so revolutionary, you have to try it to believe it. That's why we want to send you a free trial of Sprinkle Thin, so you can see for yourself that this is the world's easiest way to lose weight. Just call 1-800-381-3275. Lose the weight while you eat. For your free trial, call 1-800-381-3275. That's 1-800-381-3275.
Okay, you're at a party, and the person you've always imagined spending the rest of your life with is actually talking to you. You're not just talking, but you're downright charming. Your stories are funny, your response is witty, your teeth mercifully without spinach flakes. If your next thought is whether your obnoxious roommate or your mother, the mood killer, will be home, well, it might be a good time for your first house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider that your mom's house might be as sexy as a smelly t-shirt, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
This computer is driving me crazy.
Relax. From less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and make your computer run like new.
Call PC Answers today, 303-548-1414.
A show the NSA wouldn't dare spy on. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Red and white.
A little Grateful Dead. 8:35, 25 minutes in front of 9. High today, 35, flurries, AM 760, Progressive Talk, J. Marvin. People calling the governor's office about this robocall business say that the governor's office is now saying that Bill Owens is not associated with Trailhead, although, according to the Rocky Mountain News, he helped found it. So he must know some of these people. Anyway, you can call the governor's office at 303-866-2471 or call the Attorney General, John Southers, at 303-866-4500. All right. Tom Tancredo in the news this morning. This is a Denver Post article, rather. U.S. Representative Tom Tancredo spent more taxpayer money than all but five of his colleagues on car leases last year, but he won't give any specifics as to where he went and what he did. We have no obligation to provide that information, Tancredo spokesman Will Adams said yesterday, about the $1,183 a month that his boss spent to lease two cars. He spent what is consistent with what other offices pay. Tancredo spent a total of $14,201, nearly three times the amount spent by Representative Diana DeGette, my representative, a Democrat, and Bob Beaupere, Flight Suit Bob, a Republican, the only other members of Congress, of the Colorado's delegation, rather, who leased cars on the taxpayers' dime. Tancredo also is one of only six members of the House to lease two vehicles. Two representatives rented three each. So on the line is Tom Tancredo's opponent, Bill Winter, who is running against Tom Tancredo. And, Bill, good morning, and welcome to, back to AM 760.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing all right. All right. What's your take on the Mr. Tancredo and the automobiles?
Well, I think it's symptomatic of the culture of corruption in Washington, Jay, and I think we're looking at a Republican Congress that seems to think it's untouchable, can do whatever it wants, and then I think we need to show them that's the case. I mean, I can give you a whole list of things. We found Mr. Tancredo had a link to his campaign website on his official taxpayer-funded website, which is in direct violation of House rules. A few months ago, it was revealed that Mr. Tancredo was one of the top spenders in the entire House for trips and travel, and he took $28,000 from Tom DeLay and said DeLay should have been allowed to keep his leadership position in the House, and now you have these car expenses and what appears to be a cover-up. And it just looks like a pattern of behavior, Jay, where you have a fellow who's out of touch with his constituents and is also part of this whole pattern of corruption and cronyism in Washington, D.C.
So if the voters were to send you to Congress, would you lease vehicles? Would you not lease vehicles? I mean, how would you handle this?
Well, you know, I don't know. If I'm going to lease vehicles, I take exception to this quote in this article where his spokesman says we have no obligation to provide that information. And you know what? I beg to defer, because that money is taxpayer money. That's not his money. And he does have an obligation to let us know how he's spending his money. So whatever we do choose to do back there, and it's, according to this article, it sounds like they're saying he's renting them here in Colorado. Well, I own a car here in Colorado. I don't have any idea why I would need to rent one. I'm assuming he's supposed to live here. Why would he have to rent a car if he lives here? You would think he owns one. So, you know, my answer to that is no, I don't think I would rent a car. But if I do, I'm certainly going to try to keep the cost down, and I'm not going to be in the top five for how much money is spent on it, and I'm certainly going to be open about what I do spend of the taxpayers' money to my constituents.
Yeah, I got a couple of questions about this too. I'd like to ask him. Number one, isn't it the public's as you brought up, isn't the public knowledge, because it is our money, it's taxpayer money,
right.
That he's and it's money out of the district. And number two, did he take any of those cars out of the district? That's the other thing I'd like to know. Where did he take those cars?
Yeah, I think we have a right to know what our elected representative is doing and where he's spending his time, and if he's spending it here in the state, and whether he's spending it on our business or other business. And it just seems to me that to say that it's nobody's business and they don't have any obligation to provide that information fits right in with the culture of secrecy and keeping everything hidden from the American people that we've seen for the last 5 years, and I don't think that's the way it ought to be.
You know, his spokesperson, Will Adams, says that Tancredo uses the trucks for official purposes, mostly to travel among his three congressional offices in Centennial, Littleton, and Castle Rock. The longest distance between them is 24 miles.
Yeah.
Then why the expense?
Yeah, I have no idea, Jay. I live down here, and I make the trip between Castle Rock and Littleton and Centennial all the time. And I can't even begin to imagine spending $14,000 in a year to do it, or even $1,183 a month just to lease the cars. I mean, it doesn't even say anything. This doesn't. That's just for the lease. It doesn't tell us what he spent on gas and everything else. So you have to wonder how you rack up that kind of mileage in this district. It's not like it's District 3 or District 4, which cover half the state.
Yeah, Keith Ashdown is quoted in this article as well. He's the vice president of the Taxpayers for Common Sense, a nonpartisan watchdog group. He says that Tancredo has spent a lot of taxpayer money and should be willing to discuss it.
Absolutely. You know, and I don't know if I told you about this fundraising letter that Mr. Tancredo sent out, and my mother actually got one, believe it or not. And it goes on, and part of it that was amazing to me was there was a line in there that says, a few Republicans are involved in the corruption and cronyism, and it's becoming a problem to us all, as if he's not part of it. I mean, he's neck deep in it, and he doesn't want to come out and admit that he is. Now, you know, some of these things, a lot of these things in and of themselves may seem like small things, but you put them all together and we got them on four or five things already. And it's symptomatic of the whole culture of corruption back in Washington, D.C. And I think what's interesting to me is that he doesn't seem to see any problem in it. And that seems to be the whole story right there, is that none of these guys back in Washington seem to see the problem. And so I think we got to clean house. I think we've got to go back there and clean up the corruption. And let these guys know that they're not untouchable and they can't do whatever they want, because, you know, I think all these smaller violations melt together into bigger ones, and before you know it, we got the highest deficit in history, we have the Katrina fiasco, you have indictments everywhere, and I think we can do better than that.
Yeah, you know, if you compare this, and the article talks about it, that Diana DeGette spent $5,113.16 last year on a Ford Freestyle, and Beau Perret spent $5,856.96 on a GMC Envoy,
right.
And Tancredo spent a total of $14,201, and it's not his money.
Right.
You know, that's the thing. You know, it's arrogance is really what it is.
Right, absolutely. Well, I think it comes down to saying, you know what, I'm untouchable. You can't get rid of me. I'll do whatever I want to do, it suggests to me what we've been saying all along, that he doesn't really represent the district.
All right, before we go, talk about your thing with Russell Feingold.
Yeah, that's really an exciting thing. I've been picked as one of, you know, there's 435 races in the United States for the United States House of Representatives, and I'm Senator Feingold has picked me as one of only eight. That you can go to his website at progressivepatriotfund.org and you can vote. And the idea is that they want to see which one of these eight candidates gets the most votes. And I think what they're looking for is a combination of progressive policies and grassroots support. And the whole idea of the voting is to show that you've got grassroots support. And what happened was, I guess somebody nominated me on the website, Jay, and then I filled out a questionnaire, I think back in December or January, asking about my positions on issues. So what happens is, if you win this election, and we're leading, last I heard, you get an endorsement from Senator Feingold, you get a $5,000 donation to the campaign, and I think there's at least a possibility he might come out here, and we can get him out here and let people meet him in person. So
yeah, that'd be great. All right, so what website do they go to again?
It's progressivepatriotfund.org. Okay, progressivepatriotfund.org. And you go there and you scroll down a little bit and it says something. I think it says vote for your favorite candidate or something. And there's eight of us on there and we were winning. But, you know, we have a fantastic grassroots campaign so far, Jay. And I think we're going to show that to the nation, you know, just as an indication. We've raised over $100,000. But here's what's really cool. We have over 1,000 donors already, which means a heck of a lot of people have, you know, sent in $25, $50, or $100. And I think that's great. I think that's how it ought to be.
Well, at least if you can beat Tancredo and you become the next congressman, at least maybe the taxpayers of your district won't get stung with a $14,201 automobile bill.
Well, I can absolutely guarantee you that, Jay, that we're going to watch every penny we spend, because to me, you know, it's just like when I was in the military. Everything that we do, every cent that we spend is taxpayer money, and somebody worked hard for that. And I think that we have to take it as a debt of honor to make sure that we use it wisely.
All right, Bill. Thank you so much. Bill Winter. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate you being on.
Thanks, Jake.
Okay, you got it. Here's Bill Winter, and he's running against Tom Tancredo. You can go to that to Russell Feingold's site and vote for him, which I did earlier this morning. And let me give you the site again real quick here. It's progresspatriotfund.com/vote. All right, 8:45, 15 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Phone lines open at 303-713-7600. You want to talk about Bush and Iraq yesterday? You want to talk about these robocalls and the fact that John Southers, the attorney general, who is a Republican, declines to do anything about these calls? If you haven't heard one of these calls, too, we'll play one of them for you coming up. We got John Nichols coming up after 9 o'clock, and he is the only guy I know of that picked up on Bush's big lie about the censure thing, the Feingold censure thing, that the right wing was parroting all day yesterday. Nichols busts it wide open, and we'll talk to him about it from the Nation. 303-713-7600, three lines open. And if you get a chance today, call the Attorney General's office, John Southers, at 303-866-4500 and ask why no investigation into the robocalls. Why did he make such a snap decision? 303-866-4500. And Bill Owens, who helped form the Trailhead Group, Governor Bill Owens, you can call his office at 303-866-2471. That's 303-866-2471. And ask him if he thinks this is proper politics, running smear calls against people in the other party. 8:46, 14 minutes.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers. But as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915 or click on the banner in the player now.
For spring break, no reservations or coupons needed, only $5 a day. Call 303-DIA-PARK or visit FlyDenver.com for more information.
I have been totally against this war from day one. It was one of the big, if not the biggest mistake ever in our country.
So we're now entering going into our fourth year of this with no end in sight.
A large part of the problem is the lack of a clear strategy from the Bush administration.
Why do I feel like we're putting this lipstick on this pig?
We have just gone in and broken it bad.
They just lied to us.
Tell us how you intend to fix the situation.
Question the answers here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
How many diet products have you tried that just don't work? Well, this is an invitation for you to try a clinically proven weight loss system featured on Dateline and Good Morning America for free. It's called the Sprinkle Thin System. The doctor who created it found that adding Sprinkle Thin to your food can make you feel full faster, so you can cut the calories without feeling hungry. For your free trial, call 1-800-500-0917. That's 1-800-500-0917. 1-800-500-0917.
8:48. It's 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today 35 in the flurries, although I don't see any flurries out there happening now. You know what? I wouldn't lie to you, and I think there are a lot of people in the media is always suspect, and people say, sure, you know, yeah, mm-hmm, and we've heard all that before. And, you know, I wouldn't do it intentionally, that's for sure, and I wouldn't send you someplace that I wouldn't go myself. And Rocky's Autos fits into that category, and I know I talk a lot about Rocky's, but that's because I'm proud to be associated with them. And right now, they've got their matching down incentive going on up to $1,500. So if you've got $1,500 to put down, they'll put down $1,500, and it's like having $3,000. If you've got, $1,000 to put down, they'll put down $1,000, and it's like having $2,000 down. You know, at Rocky's, not only do they have this matching down incentive going on, which is a great deal, but they've also got the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. And as I said, Mary and I just recently bought a car at Rocky's. I've been crowing about this for a while. We just sent somebody here who John Turk and I work with to get a car at Rocky's, and John's gone to Rocky's. And you know what? We just wouldn't send you someplace we wouldn't go ourselves. So if you want to get more bang for your car buck and a great selection too, Rocky's Autos is the place to go. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Now, you can check them out on the Internet at rockysautos.com, pre-qualify for a car loan. Go look at the selection, see what I'm talking about, read about their business philosophy, and then when you go out there, go look up my friends. Either Tom or Marv Alshear, they're brothers, and they'll crack you up. They're great guys. Spanky, who's another wonderful human being, and Gerard Menard, who works out there, is a great guy. All of the people at Rockies are good, good people. I was just out there yesterday, as a matter of fact. You know what? I do. I go out there and spend time out there because all of the people working out there are my friends. And once again, I wouldn't send you someplace that I wouldn't go myself. So check out Rocky's Autos. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. You can't miss them because there's a big sign out there in front. Right out in front. 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Matching down, going on now. Now's your time to get out and get the most bang for your auto buck.
Did you know that 40% of all consumers with an HDTV set in their house don't even subscribe to HDTV channels? What are they waiting for? Dish Network is now offering 23 channels of high-definition television. Dish Network has the most HD programming with nearly twice as much national HDTV than the other guys, and more than 200 hours of shows in HD every day. Dish Network just recently launched your local channels in high-definition. Sign up with Dish Network and get $200 in savings, including a $10 credit for 10 months on qualified programming, and $100 cash back from Showtime when you sign up Network and Showtime. Standard programming packages start at $19.99 per month. Dish HD packages start at $49.99 per month. With Dish Network, there's no equipment to buy and free standard professional installation. Call today and sign up for Dish Network. 1-888-DISH-924. That's 1-888-347-4924. Offer ends 4/15/06. All prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. Requires a $49.99 activation fee and HD receiver upgrade fee. Restrictions, credit approval, qualifying programming purchase, and monthly receiver fee apply.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method.
Call 1-800-900-8313. That's 1-800-900-8313. 1-800-900-8313.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:52, 52 minutes past the hour, AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 35, flurries. We've been talking about these robocalls all morning, and we'll talk about Bush and Iraq coming up here with John Nichols of The Nation. But right now, let's talk to Representative Morgan Carroll, who was one of the targets of this. And Representative Carroll, time is short here. So your reaction to the fact that John Southers will not prosecute?
Yeah, good morning, Jay. You know, I'm surprised that he wouldn't at least pretend to investigate for a while before basically blowing this off. I mean, I think this was a real test of his mettle as to whether he was now more loyal to doing his job and enforcing the laws on the books in a nonpartisan, even-handed way, or frankly whether he shows more loyalty to a patronage system and the benefactor who gave him his job. I mean, it's very disappointing. I think this isn't a question about whether these particular robocalls will go forward. This is a question about whether Colorado's law, making it a crime to recklessly put out false information, is ever going to be enforced in anything other than a straight partisan manner. It's very disappointing.
Is there any way to go back to the legislature and strengthen the law?
There is. They're standard less than recklessly. But, you know, the deal is what we're lacking here is a political will to enforce it. We think that it's unquestionable that we can prove that they're not only false, but easily recklessly false. And if we put in a lower standard of negligently false or anything else, you know, I got to wonder if, given partisan AG races and partisan DA races, if we would run into the same problem where whatever you put in the statute, when prosecution's completely discretionary and it's at the discretion of people who are running on partisan platforms, I think our problem here is as much the political will as it is the law itself.
Should he have recused himself?
Well, that I personally was thinking about that this morning. I mean, I think since Governor Owens was one of the founders that helped start Trailhead, which is this attack organization, and we are asking him to investigate not just Trailhead, but really the mastermind behind the smear campaign. It may or may not, but it could lead to Owens, and in that case, I think he should recuse himself.
Well, you know, the governor's office is telling people that we've been encouraging to call the governor's office. They've been telling people that Bill Owens is not associated with Trailhead.
Well, I'm sure he's doing backpedaling as fast as he can in order to distance himself. I don't believe he's involved in the day-to-day operations necessarily. He knows what conversations go behind the scenes, but this is no doubt partly his brainchild. It is my understanding that he definitely was one of the founding fathers, so to speak, of this particular smear 527. And, you know, we can't prove exactly to what extent those fingerprints remain ongoing, but I have a hard time believing that somebody's going to establish very complicated political structure and then have nothing to do with it.
There just seems to me to be some way that we could have a public debate about, I mean, if we want to talk about 527s and we want to talk about the role of 527s in Colorado state politics, why not have this, as a public debate instead of going around and robocalling and smearing people like what happened to you?
Yeah, you know what? The thing is that every single vote I've ever made is public record, and frankly, every position I have is not one I've ever recoiled from. I would love and would welcome any Republican anywhere in this state to debate me anytime on the issues, on my record, period. I welcome that debate, and, you know, they're afraid of it. They won't go anywhere near substance. They won't go anywhere near policy. I'm ready. But, you know, so far, it's not just this. You know, they've sued me. This is the third robo they've put out against me. Hate letters, open records requests. This is like a bully doing sucker punches, kicking people in the back because they know I'm in session. They know I've got one hand tied behind my back because, frankly, my priority is to doing my job up at the legislature. And they won't take on the issues. They, you know, if they basically make it about smears and lies, then they can avoid ever having to talk about the things that, frankly, we win on. We've done much better on public policy all the way through, from consumer protection to health care to education. I mean, their nut job agenda is not getting them elected, and I think they realize it. So, you know, they're resorting to acts of desperation, which is just uglier, dirtier smear campaigns. And it'll be interesting to see if the public recognizes it for what it is or if it works.
All right, Representative Carroll, we're running out of time. Thank you so much for coming on, and we'll be talking to you again about this because we don't intend to let this issue die.
Thank you, Jay, for talking about this.
Okay, you've got it. All right, if you want to call the Attorney General's office, you can call them at 303-866-4500. That's 303-866-4500. Ask him why he's not investigating this. Ask him to explain it. Or you can call Bill Owens, Governor Bill Owens, and ask Governor Bill Owens if he thinks this is good Colorado politics to smear people. You can call the governor at 303-866-2471. That's 303-866-2471. Take five, take 10 minutes out of your day. Make the call. I intend to. Let's draw a line in the sand, as they say, the old cliche. You know what? This stuff is BS, and enough is enough, and we don't need it in the state of Colorado. So make those phone calls. All right, coming up next, John Nichols busts George W. Bush over the big lie. We'll talk about it coming up next year on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I know, it may seem weird to grow out of the party, dance all night, sleep on a mattress on the floor period of your life. But trust us, there's a time when after a hard day at work, you'd rather settle into the couch with TiVo than walk into your roommate's kegger. When Tuesday nights aren't quarter beers at the bar, but a little barbecue in the backyard. And a dinner party replaces dinner, then a party. Well, it's time to buy a house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider your first home, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnyview from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
What if an expert who knew everything about Denver business could give you a 5-minute listing once a week of people and companies to read more about or to contact in order to move your business forward? Imagine the time you'd save and the money you'd make. Well, you can have this expert and his list, but it'll cost you $1.09 a week. Call 303-837-3500 and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
KBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760. AKZN. Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Nick Young. They're all together again. Marlo Hill Stivers reuniting with her children after an ordeal in the Oregon wilderness that stretched out for more than 2 weeks. The six members of the Stivers family got stranded in mountain snows after setting out March 4th on an overnight trip. Elbert Higginbotham is Peter Stivers' stepfather.
We've survived this way before. It's nothing new.
Do you have any idea you'd be out 17 days?
No.
And Jackson County Sheriff's Deputy Tom Turk says time was running out.
They were down to about an eighth of a tank of propane and also about an eighth of a tank of gas. They were not going to make it much longer.
Stivers and his wife went for help on Monday. They were found yesterday and led rescuers to the rest of the family. The Supreme Court has ruled 5-3 that police who don't have a warrant are barred from searching a home when forbidden by one resident, even if they're given permission to enter by another. CBS News legal consultant Andrew Cohen.
The majority says as long as one resident inside the home objects to a search, that objection has to be taken seriously by the police. But the majority also says that in some cases that objection by the resident won't be enough to preclude a search. So it's sort of a wishy-washy decision.
In little more than an hour, President Bush will hold a town meeting. As CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer reports, the trip has a by now familiar aim.
Wrapping up his latest effort to rebuild public support for the war, the president travels to Wheeling, West Virginia. Aides describe it as a summation of his message calling for patience while acknowledging he knows people have issues with his strategy.
War creates concerns. Nobody likes war. It creates a sense of uncertainty in the country.
Today's visit to West Virginia, a state that has lost 17 troops in Iraq, will be another opportunity to prepare the public for what Mr. Bush has described as tough fighting ahead. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
And in Iraq today, as many as 50 insurgents were captured after a two-hour gun battle that followed an assault on a jail outside Baghdad. The deal is done in Detroit, where the United Auto Workers, GM, and its former parts subsidiary, Delphi, have agreed to buyout agreements covering more than 100,000 workers. Keith Crane is publisher of Automotive News.
It's a bad thing for the workers because for the last 50 years, the United Auto Workers have probably had the best paying jobs in the United States. Unfortunately, the companies that have been paying those jobs can no longer afford that.
The plan still needs the okay of the bankruptcy court that's handling Delphi's Chapter 11 case. New Yorkers could hardly believe their eyes.
Right here.
A coyote spotted in Central Park. Now, police and park authorities have tracked the critter down and captured it. It's been feeding on ducks and other birds, leaving a trail of feathers in its wake. Checking on Wall Street right now, the Dow is ahead 31 points, the NASDAQ is down 2, and the S&P 500 up 2. This is CBS News.
I asked men, what makes eHarmony different from dating sites?
One of the great things about eHarmony is it forces you to be so honest.
To get you past the acting, past the having to pretend.
There's a lot of success on eHarmony because it goes into so much more depth than any of the other websites, and that's really important.
At eHarmony.com, we start the process with a compatibility profile that tells us exactly the kind of person with whom you're going to be most compatible.
I think the profile is what makes eHarmony so much better than any other website.
The compatibility matching takes the guesswork out of dating.
Because when you're matched on broad-based compatibility, there's a comfort and confidence that you're being seen, accepted, and loved passionately for who you really are. So log on to eHarmony.com and get your compatibility profile, a $50 value, yours free when you visit eHarmony.com today.
This will be an everlasting love for me.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, we are starting to thin out a bit on the highways, but still seeing a couple of slow spots up on I-25, a little heavy for your ride into downtown and through T-Rex. Northbound is bunching up coming out of the tech center through Yale. Do have an accident working on the ramp from Colorado Boulevard onto northbound I-25, so expect some slowing there. Southbound 225, we're still looking at brake lights as you head down toward the tech center. And checking Boulder Streets, things are starting to clear up a little bit on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93. Turnpike looking real good as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. On to the forecast. Going to be another cold one today. Highs close.
It's coming soon. Lifeline Church in Broomfield.
I'm Pastor James Greggs, inviting you to Lifeline, your family's new church. Come by our kickoff service and meet your community and make new friends. Learn about Lifeline Church and our unique and energetic style at denversnewchurch.com.
Go to denversnewchurch.com to find out about our God and Gas contest. Look for Lifeline kickoff service invitation in your mail or join us Saturday, April 8th at 5:30 p.m. at the Broomfield Community Center. For information, call 720-887-3353 or go to DenversNewChurch.com.
Audiences, but when he's actually with an audience, they hate his guts.
1990 this was.
You have just called me a liar.
You are.
I am not a liar, sir.
You are.
You are. I have never taken that.
This was his first appearance on network television, and they didn't screen the audience. Oops.
Randy Rhoads.
My friends.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk. Faster than a Republican's Lexus. More powerful than a K Street lobbyist. Able to leap tall lies in a single bound. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:05, 5 minutes after 9. High today, 35, flurries, although I see nothing out there right now. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Don't forget, if you're tired of the robocalls, call the Attorney General's office, John Suthers. Urge him to give an explanation as to why he's not going to prosecute. 303-866-4500. That's 303-866-4500. And call Governor Bill Owens' office at 303-866-2471. That's 303-866-2471. Ask him if what the Trailhead Group is doing and these robocalls is good politics. Everybody missed this story yesterday during President Bush's, George W. Bush's press conference, except one man, and that man is with me now. John Nichols busts the prez on the big lie. John, good morning, and welcome back to the program.
Hey, Jay, I'm glad to be on with you. I'm glad you're healthy enough to be doing the show.
Yeah, I'm all right. They put off the MRI until whenever, so I ended up coming in this morning. You know, nobody got this except you. And you posted it online. It's on your online blog, and it's called "Back to the Big Lie." And talk about this, because I mean, this is like, I mean, you're just the man. I mean, talk about this.
Well, it's a pretty remarkable thing. You know, George Bush held this very high profile press conference yesterday, and it was portrayed as sort of a big surprise. Oh my gosh, George Bush is actually willing to answer questions, take, you know, basically as many questions as people are ready to throw, and really get into the stuff. But about a few minutes into the press conference, he called on Carl Cameron from Fox News. Now, Cameron is a Bush family friend. His wife worked for Bush. He's essentially the Fox court reporter in the court of King George. And he asked this incredible sort of Republican talk question about how whether the president was concerned about Russ Feingold's censure motion and questioning of his handling of the NSA issues in a time of war. Now, Bush, if he wasn't prepped for this, maybe he didn't even need to be prepped for it, but the bottom line is he just dove right into this question. It was clearly what he wanted. And he laid out an incredibly disingenuous line. He essentially said, look, the people who question me on the warrantless wiretapping, the people who question me on the Patriot Act, want to take away the ability of the United States government to fight terrorism. And so that's what the debate really should be about. Do you want to fight terrorism or not? Now, this is completely disingenuous, completely false. No Democrat has suggested that they want to take away the ability to fight terrorism. No Democrat has even suggested that they want to take away any of the president's authority to authorize programs such as wiretapping. All they have said is, obey the law. Obey the law. And the incredible thing was Bush went back to this again and again, trying to set up this incredibly false dichotomy. And the worst part about it was that the National Press Corps sat there and sort of sucked it all down, the same spin that we've had in 2002, the same as 2004. And I think we saw very clearly exactly what George W. Bush and the Republicans tend to want to run on in 2006, and unfortunately, too much evidence that the Democrats will let them.
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad yesterday that nobody... And you know how I caught on to this, believe it or not, is I was on the air when the press conference was going on.
Sure.
And
sure.
I happened to be in a parking lot of a mall while Mary was running in to get something. And I just wanted to see, you know, how these guys on the right are defending this guy. So I heard Limbaugh crowing over it. And when I heard Limbaugh play the cut, I thought to myself, no, that's not right. That's a lie. Nobody has ever said that the program should ever be dismantled.
Of course not. And in fact... Look, the fact of the matter is one of the great unspoken realities of this whole debate is that not only does a Russ Feingold or Lincoln Chafee, a Republican critic of the warrantless wiretapping, want to protect the Constitution and want to protect the rule of law, they're also arguing for a better national security program. Because remember, if you do things like this in the open, if you say, look, we are going to be monitoring contacts of terrorists with their cells in the U.S. We're going to be all over it. And if you've got any tips for us, call us. And terrorists, if you're going to be trying to make these calls, know that we're on you. That openness, that honesty, is much more likely to make the program work and make it effective than trying to do it cloak and dagger with two or three people knowing what's going on. And frankly, with the behind-the-scenes pressure from the administration to use warrantless wiretapping and other programs of this kind, not merely to spy on potential terrorists, but also to check up on people they may disagree with.
He was also doing it yesterday in regards to the Patriot Act, too. He was not telling the full truth about that either, and he was calling for an open, honest debate, but he wasn't being honest.
He was being the exact opposite of the open. He kept going on about how he wants an open and honest debate, and then he set up the terms of the debate. It would be pro-terrorist Democrats versus anti-terrorist Republicans. That was his basic line. But what he failed to mention in discussing the Patriot Act, which he really went way off the deep end on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Way off the deep end, is that much of the most fervent opposition to the Patriot Act has come from conservative Republicans. In the blog, I quoted from Don Young, the congressman from Alaska, who is no liberal on any issue. And Young's statements on the Patriot Act are far more virulent than Russ Feingold's. And this is something that again, if we had a media in Washington that actually covered politics rather than, you know, basically stuck down talking points, they would point out that the opposition to the Patriot Act has been remarkably bipartisan to the very end. And the problem on the Patriot Act is not, you know, weak-willed Democrats and tough Republicans. In fact, the reason the Patriot Act passed both the House and the Senate was because of overwhelming Democratic support for it. There are too many Democrats who have went down on bended knee with the president and failed to challenge him. And there have been a lot of courageous Republicans who have stood up to him, including some key Republican committee chairs and very powerful players on intelligence, national security, armed services committees.
9:12, 12 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Nichols from The Nation on the line with me. Read his current posting on his blog, Back to the Big Lie. The whole thing yesterday, though, was just cat-and-mouse games and lying and basically, I mean, how about the exchange between him and Helen Thomas where he never really answered her question?
Of course not. And in fact, where he turned it into some sort of bizarre personality clash. Now, in fairness, I think it's probably the best day of Helen's career in 20 years because she's got a very good new book out, and this is going to give a lot of attention to her book, and so maybe the president was doing her a favor. But he sure wasn't answering her question. In fact, his approach to the question was incredibly disingenuous and I think just downright cruel. Imagine if during a press conference in 1998-99, when we were talking about the Bosnia intervention, if Bill Clinton had been so cavalierly dismissive of the deaths of Americans and of Bosnians or Serbians, I think you would have seen Republicans and Rush Limbaugh and people like that, you know, going crazy, saying, you know, this president doesn't care about who gets killed in his crazy wars. In fact, they actually said similar things. You go back to look at Tom DeLay's
book.
Right,
right.
You know, and yet, here George Bush casually dismisses a very serious question, and a very basic question that I think is on the minds of really just about every American, no matter what their politics, and that is, in this seemingly endless war in Iraq, which George Bush now admits will not be ended by him but by another president, where we've already lost 2,300 American kids, tens of thousands of Iraqis, with no end in sight, you know, is it worth it? Did it make sense? And what was the real rationale for it, now that we know that it wasn't about WMDs, that it wasn't about an Iraq-Al-Qaeda connection? That's a very good question. And you know the weird thing? George Bush should have been able to answer it.
Yeah, he should
have been able to answer it honestly. And I'm not saying this to criticize. He should have been able to say, look, mistakes were made. We went in thinking certain things. Mistakes were made. Now, if we leave, there will be civil war, disaster, blah, blah, blah. You can say whatever you want. I would disagree with his analysis, but he should have had a clean, good answer. Instead, he resorted to hyperbole and political talking points. It's very disappointing, and it gets us to this core question. And I know this sounds radical to a lot of folks, but if this man at this point in his tenure is not capable of leveling with the American people, of having just a basic conversation, responding to basic questions, should he continue to be president? You know, 3 more years of this, and remember, that's what we're talking about, the better part of 3 more years of this man running the country, is a pretty frightening thought.
Oh, I'm scared to death of this guy. I'm scared to death of him on a lot of levels. I mean, there's another story, which I haven't talked about. I spent all morning yesterday talking about, which scares the hell out of me, and we don't know what's going on here, is the U.S. News and World Report story about the physical searches without warrants. And we can't get you can't get an answer from the White House as to whether they've done this or they haven't done it. I mean, this guy can't read the law.
There's a great piece that Patrick Leahy, the senator from Vermont, wrote the other day about all of the administration's assaults on open government, Freedom of Information Act, free speech, dialogue, the whole package. It's a terrific piece. I would advise people to take a look. They can find it on Leahy's Senate website. And I think this is something that Americans really ought to be talking about. I think it's one of the reasons why conservatives and liberals are becoming increasingly concerned about this guy. We know that George W. Bush's administration has authorized tens of thousands of warrantless searches, checks, investigations. Tens of thousands of Americans have been examined in their personal, financial, medical, reading affairs, all sorts of different areas. And the problem that we've got is, without court supervision and without any sort of real oversight from Congress, we don't know who's been investigated, we don't know why, and we don't know what abuses have extended from those investigations. This is very serious stuff, and it ought to be something that we were talking about on a daily basis. I'll remind your listeners, back during the Watergate hearings when the House Judiciary Committee was weighing whether to impeach Richard Nixon, a Republican congressman from Maine, Bill Cohen, said that if we do not address Richard Nixon's spying on the American people, then that rattle that we hear in the night will be the locks going on to our civil liberties. They will be locked up and taken away from us forever. That was a Republican congressman speaking about a Republican president.
And it's you know, it's more true now than ever.
It is. I think I you know, as John Dean says, and I think he says it well, we're in a circumstance that is worse than Watergate. And we ought to be realistic about this and have the discussions that naturally grow from that. Russ Feingold did the right thing when he raised the issue of censure. Censure is a relatively tepid political gesture by the Senate to simply say we object to you doing what you are doing, and we hope that you will bring yourself within the boundaries of the rule of law. But also censure is the first step, as some conservatives complain, it's true. Censure is the first step on the road toward impeachment. If a president who is censured refuses to respond to that censure, refuses to respond to the sanction from Congress, then Congress is required, really, to begin an impeachment investigation. And I don't think that we should be uncomfortable at this point with this discussion. We shouldn't be casual about it. We shouldn't think, yeah, let's just impeach him because we don't like him. We should recognize that we have entered into a zone where there are very, very serious questions about the president's respect for the rule of law, about his clear acknowledgement that he has violated laws. And if Congress doesn't act on that, we are set on, not merely for this administration, but for the future of the country, that is really, you know, the Constitution itself.
All right, John Nichols, you know what? If I live to be 100 years old, which I probably won't, I'll never be as smart as you, man. I appreciate you being on the program. I really do.
Well, I enjoyed doing it, Jay, and I really appreciate, you know, these are the discussions that we need to be having. I hate to, I'm not as thrilled about it as I usually am about political discussions, but I think this is a very tough moment, and I think the president's press conference yesterday, very strong signal that he has no intention of changing his course.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. John, hope to have you back on again soon. Read you constantly, and I urge everybody else to check you out, too. Thank you so
much,
John.
Take care, brother.
All right, you got it. Here's John Nichols. Check him out online, his blog, Online Beat, at thenation.com. He's one of the only guys that caught this yesterday. One of the only guys. God bless him. He's out there. Even Oberman didn't get it. All right, 9:20, 20 minutes after 9. Open up the phone lines here. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. I got four open lines. And we thank John Nichols for being on. If you want to talk about the president's press conference, you can go ahead and do that. If you want to talk about the robocalls, I still urge you to call the Attorney General, John Southers. We need accountability, and we need it now at 303-866-4500. That's 303-866-4500. Or Governor Bill Owens, ask him if he thinks that this is the right way to conduct Colorado politics, robocalling people with smears, 303-866-2471. But you know what? Most of
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
Do you have a home improvement project? Any home improvement project, but don't know who to call? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Denver's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. House paint, deck remodel, plumber, clean the carpets, whatever the job. Call Best in Class and rest easy because the work is guaranteed and insured. Best in Class will take the guesswork out of your next home project. Call right now, 303-660-9669. That's 660-9669 or go to callbestinclass.com.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Traders Proof gives you the tool to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-441-0277. That's 1-800-441-0277. 1-800-441-0277.
I'd love to serve lunch on the patio, but it's so hot and rain is in the forecast.
Don't ever let this stop you again. Call Conifer Gutter Service at 303-838-7291 for a Sunsetter motorized awning. The best-selling awning in the U.S. It carries a good housekeeping seal. And Conifer Gutter Service is offering a $400 discount with accessories. That's 303-838-7291. Or click on Learn More in your media player for more info.
Chew my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
15 weeks in Denver, 3 weeks in France and Italy. Where can you find a like this? A professional food and wine career program. Beginning April 3rd, you can experience this intensive hands-on culinary training. The Cook Street curriculum reflects their unwavering commitment to the values, principles, and techniques of classical European cuisine. Sign up today at 303-308-9300, 303-308-9300, or online at cookstreet.com.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Time.
But we need a little Sex Pistols. 9:24, 24 minutes after 9. High today, 35. Flurries, AM 760, Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. And it's open phones. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about. I want to get to your calls, but do we have time to slip this in real quick? Here, if you didn't hear this yesterday, here's the exchange between Helen Thomas and George W.
You know, I didn't want war. To assume I wanted war is just flat wrong, Helen. And all due respect. No, hold on for a second, please. Excuse me. No president wants war. Everything you may have heard is that, but it's just simply not true. My attitude about the defense of this country changed on September the 11th. When we got attacked, I vowed then and there to use every asset at my disposal to protect the American people.
Right back to September 11th.
Our foreign policy changed on that day, Helen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right back to September 11th. Can't leave that alone, Kenny. Has to intertwine both of them together. Let's go to Jim in Boulder County. Jim, you're on AM 760. Whoops. Here we go, Jim. You're on. Hi.
I got to tell you, this thing with I called about something else, but he kept interrupting Helen at the very beginning there because I think she kept trying to say, "But Mr. President, that's not what I asked. That's
exactly.
I wanted to ask." You know, he kept interrupting her.
Yeah, exactly.
And didn't let her ask her question. And so he just he played his tricks. You were talking earlier about the with the robocalls and how the Republican Party and the GOP uses the smear tactics and the dirty tricks, and the Democrats generally don't.
Right.
And I agree that as a basic policy, the GOP does it, and as a basic policy, the Democrats don't. Now, that's not to say that the Democrats haven't used dirty tricks and smear tactics. They have in different, campaigns over the years, and we all know that the politics can get really nasty. But if the Democrats did it as a basic policy, we wouldn't have George Bush as a president today.
No, exactly.
Because we would have said in 2000, do you really want a leader who chose to lead by leading cheers?
Yeah, exactly.
He was a cheerleader in college with a C average. Do we really want a leader that was a cokehead? We have hundreds of people that did coke with him. Do we really want a leader who had three DUIs or two or whatever it was. You know, that he was bad in business, that he, you know, his guard service record was questionable. All of those things, none of it came out in 2000.
None of it came out. You know what? Because we don't play that game. And then what ends up happening is, just like the robocalls that are going on now, what ends up happening is we end up getting jammed every 5 minutes. And, man, I mean, doesn't that make – don't you feel like saying, you know what, I'm going to pull the knife out of my back, and that's enough of it already.
That's right. I get disheartened. I get saddened. I have been writing a letter to my senators. I'm going to send it to every senator, actually, that I can – you know, I'm going to spend an hour or two emailing it. But, you know, I got to tell you, I want to say this too. George Bush has gotten away with literally murder, and he's gotten away with lots and lots and lots of different tactics and different things since he's been president. And when you have when you're raising a child, which I've raised two boys, they're in their 30s now, and I've raised dogs, and when you don't discipline those children or those dogs, then those children will get away literally with murder.
Yep.
And they will not, or they will think that they are God, and they will think that they can do whatever they want, whenever they want, and that's exactly what's happening with George Bush. He has never been slapped down and said, stop. This is wrong. And he's, you know, by breaking the law and all this other stuff that he's been doing. And it started literally on September 11th. Nobody the next day said, excuse me, Mr. President, but why did you sit there? You know, the next day, why
right.
did you sit there all that time when in that 7 minutes we could have had F-16s airborne over every American city.
Why didn't you read the presidential briefing memo?
Oh, and well, that goes into this Musawi thing. They're trying to blame him and give him the, you know, death. I know this isn't going to be popular, what I'm going to say here. They're going to try to give him the death penalty because his misstatements could have prevented 9/11. Well, thank God that FBI agent the other day had the guts to stand up there and tell the truth.
Yeah, that they didn't want to listen
Musawi.
To him. Right.
It wasn't Musawi. It was the FBI.
Yeah, who didn't want to listen.
It was the President of the United States and the security, you know, the Condoleezza Rice in charge of security. They're the ones we blame for 9/11. Because if we had looked at his computer, if we had looked at Musawi's computer, the plans were there.
Yep. Listen, man, you know what? You and I are on the same page. And I'll tell you something. And because I got all of this robocall thing this morning, and I didn't have time to get in, but I really want to take an hour some morning. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow morning. Maybe I'll do it next week. But I really want to take an hour some morning. And I want to ask people about, you know, how they think that we effectively fight back. And the fact is that, to me at least, and I admit that I'm angry and I'm emotional about this,
yeah,
that I'm sick and tired of it. I am sick and tired of their crap. I really am, man. I've had enough of it.
No,
I've had
I'll
enough
you,
of it.
Without slapping George Bush down one time for anything that he's done, I hate to make this prediction, but the next thing he's going to do is he's going to bomb Iran. And he's not going to bomb Iran because they're going to get nuclear weapons next week. Because he already lied about that with Iraq, and he's lying about that with Iran. It's 8 to 10 years out before. That's what the experts, all of the experts,
yeah,
all over the world
right.
say.
That's
that
right.
He's 8 to 10 years from getting an atomic weapon.
Yeah, I agree.
So why do we have to bomb Iran this week?
You know, because they have to have a target. That's why. And there's something
yeah.
pathological about that whole situation too, Jim. Marvelous
yeah.
call, man. Hope you'll call
okay.
me again.
I will.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
And he's right in about 100% of what he says right there. And, you know, there just comes a time when you and I got to stand up and we got to say to the GOP, you know, you're not going to twist the knife in our back anymore. That the days of all of this stuff of no accountability, whether it's on the state level, whether it's on the national level, these days are over with. And you know what? And I hate to be blunt about this, but come November, we're going to give these people, we got to give these people an ass-whooping. Because there's that, you know what, they don't understand anything else except for that. They don't understand anything else. You tell me they understand anything else. You offer them a hand, they chew it off. There is no other way to deal with these people except beat them in November at the polls. And beat them bad. And I mean bad. It's 9:32, 28 minutes in front of 10 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at Progressive Traffic now with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. We are starting to thin out on the highways. Things getting back up to speed. I-25, though, still a little heavy as you make your way into downtown, and we're slowing both directions through T-Rex. Southbound 225, a little bit of bunching as you head toward the Tech Center. And checking Boulder Streets, we're back up to speed along Highway 93, the Diagonal and Foothills Parkway, Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, South Boulder Road are in good shape. And the Turnpike, seeing a nice ride as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Sylvan Learning Centers. Sylvan Learning feels good. Dial 1-800-EDUCATE. That's 1-800-EDUCATE. Call today.
March 20th, 2003. The U.S. invaded Iraq. 3 years later, we're still there. Why?
What's changed?
When will we get out? Question the answers here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my advanced omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right, a free bottle. You know fish oil is great for your heart, but it also has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, and concentration. And our fish oil has 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil. Get your free bottle by calling 1-800-700-2908. 1-800-700-2908. 1-800-700-2908.
9:34, 26 minutes in front of 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rocky's Auto's matching down is underway, and who knows how long it's going to last. So take advantage of it now. Up to $1,500. You put $1,500 down, they'll match it, and you've got $3,000. Or put down $1,000, they'll match it, and you got $2,000. Or put down $500, and they'll match it, and you got $1,000. And the selection out there is huge. A ton of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. One of the biggest selections in Colorado. Just over 500 great-looking vehicles on the lot. And good, really good, fine quality cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. And you know what? They're all equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Now, you don't have to take my word for this. You can go see yourself, or you can check it out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com. Check out the inventory, pre-qualify for a car loan. Or, you know what? Go read about their business philosophy. I mean, you can find out all you need to know. And if you go out there, see my friends, the Al Shears and Spanky and Gerard Menard and the people out there, because they really work hard to make a difference. Not only do Mary and I go there, but we send our friends there. We have sent people who work here. I've sent people who work here out there. I'm telling you, during this matching down incentive, you just can't beat it. Rocky's Auto's open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and they've been family-owned and operated since 1982, almost 25 years in the business. Rocky's Auto's, you can't miss them. Big sign out there on Federal. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Stop by and see them and tell them Jay Marvin sent you.
At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we know you like to keep your morning routine simple. And we notice some breakfast places help you out by assigning numbers to their value meals. So we thought we'd try it. Let's start with our classic fresh baked bagel. That'll be number one. Well, let's just call our 20 bagels meals 1 through 20. Then we have 11 different schmears. That takes us to 220. Then there's lox, paninis, a bunch of bagel egg sandwiches, plus Java drinks, specialty teas, all of our darn good coffee. So now when you want a Black Forest Ham and Swiss bagel egg sandwich with vanilla hazelnut coffee, you can just say, give me value meal number 1,419. You know, on second thought, maybe it's easier to order your breakfast the old-fashioned way. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with our new Steak Ranchero breakfast sandwich. Shaved sirloin, roasted chilies, eggs, and pepper jack cheese on grilled ciabatta bread. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Fighting for the little guy. It's the big guy, Jay Marvin, on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Hold on for a second. Excuse me for a second, please. Excuse me for a second. They did. The Taliban provided safe haven for Al-Qaeda. That's where Al-Qaeda trained and... Helen, excuse me. Afghanistan provided safe haven for Al-Qaeda. That's where they trained. That's where they plotted. That's where they planned the attacks that killed thousands of innocent Americans. I also saw a threat in Iraq. I was hoping to solve this problem diplomatically. That's why I went to the Security Council. That's why it was important to pass 1441, which was unanimously passed.
The background there say, but that's not Iraq, and President Bush tells her to be quiet. Yeah, that's because it's not Iraq, you moron. Why are you going into Afghanistan? What are you talking about Afghanistan when the question's about Iraq? 9:37, 37 minutes in front of the hour of 10 o'clock here. High today, 35, flurries. Jay Marvin, man, you know what? I'm cranked up, all right? I'm cranked up. And you know, this all started yesterday afternoon. With this whole, you know, when I got a chance to go over this press conference, and I just... You know, this and the decision about the robocalls, and I'll tell you what, I'm ready to explode. I have been exploding all morning. If you want to stop the Trailhead Group robocalls, if you want to find out why the Attorney General John Southers refuses to prosecute, where the line of decency is, call his office at 303-866-4500. That's 303-866-4500. Or call Governor Bill Owens' office and ask him if he thinks these robocall things are good Colorado politics. 303-866-2471. That's 303-866-2471. After all, Bill helped form the Trailhead Group. Man. If you think I'm going to get off this robocall business, you're wrong, because I'm going to keep talking about it. And I really think we ought to have a serious debate on this program at some time. A serious discussion, but not a debate. It's not the right word. Serious discussion between you and I. About what is acceptable politics in this country and in this state, and what isn't. And maybe, you know, maybe as Democrats, maybe as people on the left, maybe we're just not nasty enough. Let's go to Judy in Erie, who's been hanging on. Judy, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hi, Jay. I hope you're in a good mood.
I'm loaded, aren't I? I'm loaded for bear this morning.
Can I change gears for just a second?
You can change gears any place you want.
I hope this doesn't set you off. It's one of these great things government agencies like to do. I heard something on the news this morning, on the local news in Denver, that the IRS was thinking of selling our personal info, I guess your tax info and maybe your Social Security,
yes,
to data brokers.
Yes, I saw that last night.
With identity theft, that's a brilliant, it's not a done deal, but it's a brilliant move on their part, right? You know.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
So I could see your take on it is probably like mine. What are they, nuts?
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is another example of where they'll throw our privacy down the tubes because they don't respect it to begin with. Yeah, it's a bad idea. You know, there's a lot of stories out there circulating around about the IRS. Another one that's circulating around out there, which I didn't get a chance to talk about, is that somebody apparently goaded the IRS into investigating Greenpeace.
Really?
And they haven't been able to figure that out. And there may have been some conservative nonprofit group that goaded the IRS into going after a Greenpeace. Mm. I think the IRS needs to own up to a lot of things. And I think that they're another government agency that needs some accountability. And there's no way, shape, or form they should be able to take your information and my information, mm-hmm, and sell that information to anybody.
Well, you know, some tax preparers, some accounting firms, actually, I read somewhere, send your tax forms over to India and other countries to prepare. They should tell you that, but I asked our accountant if he did that, but he said no. But wouldn't you like to have your social around the world there?
What? I'm like you. I have an individual person,
mm-hmm,
who does it, and
right.
I know that my stuff doesn't go to India. But you know what? If they're doing that, there ought to be some law against that, too.
Can I ask you one more thing, and then
you can do anything you want.
I know you're a member of the ACLU. You said, under this administration, it makes me wonder, like under Nixon, how do you know you're not on a list as a member of the ACLU? Doesn't mean you shouldn't take a stand, but how do you know you're not on some kind of subversive list?
I don't care. You know what? I don't care. Listen, I went to Cuba in 1996.
Really?
I still send email between a couple of people in Cuba and here.
Oh, really?
And you know what? I'm sure I'm on some list. And, and you know what? I haven't had time to finish it. But I'm going to file a Freedom of Information Act request again. This will be the second time I've done it with the FBI. The last time I got it, I got a file back that was redacted. Mm. But I'm going to try it again. But you know what? I don't care if I'm on a list. Mm. And I don't care that people say, oh, you know, you're a liberal and blah, blah. You know what? I just don't care because you know what it is? I'm a proud member of the ACLU, and I'm proud of it. I am a liberal, and I'm proud of it. And you know what? I'll debate these people anytime, any place about any of this stuff.
Well, good for you. I mean, you have guts, at least, so you take a stand and take your chances. So.
Well, what other choice do we have?
Well, some people don't. You know, some people are sort of on the fence about everything. They're afraid to get, you know, afraid to make trouble and all this, but then nothing changes either, so...
Yeah, we got no choice. What other choice do we have? We either sit silently, or we do something about it. And and everybody should try to do something in their own individual way, as long as they're trying to do something. As you know, it's like Pat Walk said this morning. I mean, send a candidate a dollar. You know, get involved with some organization, and you know, do whatever you can do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'll let you take the next call. Thank you for talking to me, Jay.
Well, Judy, thanks for calling. Hope you'll call again.
Thank you. Okay. Bye bye.
Let's go to Nick in Lakewood. Nick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, listen, I wanted to call briefly and say something about this public land sale that they have of a national sort of...
Oh, yeah, right, for the rural school bill, supposedly, or rural school support, yeah.
Right, and, you know, this is wrong. We've got Allard and Salazar are opposed to it, but supposedly nobody's coming up with alternative ideas of how to fund this $800 million that they're looking for. And I might suggest, you know, if you can't tax a profit off big oil, or maybe you can do like Reagan did and sell drugs to the American people like he did for the Contras. But, I mean, we've got to do something to stop this idiot from selling off our public lands.
Well, I don't see why they don't tax big oil to get it done. Or how about this? If there's not enough money to sufficiently fund schools and roads in rural areas, how about working to improve the rural economy?
Absolutely.
You know, maybe that would be a great idea. And one of the ways to do that might be, to look at ag alternative energy.
Okay.
You know, maybe that would be a way to do it. But maybe we should look into trying to improve the economy in these places. You know, it's like I saw a woman yesterday on TV, and I can't think of her name, but she's written a book, and I've got the book at home, and it's about kids illegally sneaking into the United States, and it's about single mothers coming here. And it's about the whole immigration thing. And she makes this really great point. And you know what? Nobody who's anti-immigration ever wants to bring this up. Okay, how about this? You know, instead of, like, having a foreign policy that turns a blind eye to single women, single mothers, not single women, but single mothers, leaving their kids to come to the United States to seek employment from Central and South America because they can't feed their kids any other way. What about a foreign policy that attacks the unequal redistribution of the wealth in these third world countries? Why can't we have that? I don't think that's too much to ask. In the same instance, what you're talking about, why not look at improving the economies of rural America instead of having a fire sale on public land?
Absolutely, Jay.
I mean, I'm with you 100%, and I think that this needs to definitely be stopped.
Has this guy done anything lately to help the American people? Everything I read and I hear about, he's hurting the American people constantly. Every proposal that he's coming down the line with, the ports issue, the Social Security, drugs for Medicare, public land sale. What is he doing? What's the matter with this man?
Because he wants to pay off his friends and his constituents, his big high-dollar constituents. And when it comes to the middle and lower middle class in this country, he really doesn't give a damn. And he throws them a bone, and then the bone of a little teeny tax break that he gives them is nothing compared to the tax break that he gives his big wealthy corporate donors and big corporations. And then what ends up happening is we run this huge deficit because he's trying to do that and finance a war at the same time, and I could just go down the list. Yeah, you know what it is? It's time for a change, and we'll get a chance to try to make that change in November. So, we got to go do it.
I sure hope you're right, Jay.
Well, I hope I'm right too, man. We have no other choice. Our backs are against the wall. Thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Selling off public land, you know, forest land. I mean, it's just wrong. It's wrong any way you look at it. It's a public trust. Isn't anything sacred in this country? I guess not. 9:46, 14 minutes away from 10. Once again, want to stop the robocalls? Ask Attorney General John Southers why he declined to prosecute. 303-866-4500. 303-866-4500. Call Governor Bill Owens and ask him if he thinks these robocalls are good Colorado politics. 303-866-2471. That's 303-866-4500. 2471. Boy, I sound mad this morning.
Time to clean your gutters again? Why not say goodbye to gutter cleaning forever? Unlike flimsy and expensive aluminum gutter covers, Conifer Gutter Services' Leaf Defier Gutter Protection System keeps your gutters flowing without the problems others create. A superior product with a 25-year warranty at a surprisingly low introductory price. To find out more about the Leaf Defier, call Conifer Gutter Service at 303-838-7291 or click on Learn More in your media player for more info.
Hey guys, don't be alarmed. Blondie's Firehouse, same bar, different location. Now on South Inca in Inglewood, still offers karaoke nights, awesome bands, trivia, and great food. With all this fun, you're sure to have a three-alarm time.
Blondie'sFirehouse.com, 720-963-8408.
Price adult lift ticket and get one free kids lift ticket up to age...
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime, 720-529-5442, or look at my work and list of references online at kirkpatrickwindows.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what Pretens and NASA already know, that this is the world's easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. To request your free ROM and this demo in 28 languages, learn a language better than you thought and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-440-9197, and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today, and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-440-9197. That's 1-800-440-9197.
Do you know the secret of the Internet and auctions? Somebody, including the Internet, they're quitting their job. There's a software package called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which have surcharge by calling right now, 1-800-331-1157. Hurry, there's only a limited number, 1-800-330-1157. This free software package is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public, with this free self-product that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free software package called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-330-1157. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-330-1157.
Ed Schultz, keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, man, Big Eddie, I never miss him. 1 to 4 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 9:50, 10 minutes away from 10 o'clock. High today, 35, flurries. Any flurries out there? No, it doesn't look like any flurries to me. All right, we've been talking this morning about the robocalls and, you know, just so many things. About the robocalls and about Bush and, you know, Tancredo's in the news here this morning, and I know I've been wound up all morning this morning, and this whole thing with me started yesterday afternoon after this press conference, and then I got up this morning and got in here, and John Turk was the one who, and has done a marvelous job this morning. John Turk is the one who found the robocall story. It's in the Rocky Mountain News, if you want to see it. You can go to their website and go into the governmental section, it's just, you know, it just smacks. It smacks of something being wrong here, that a Republican AG who, you know, investigates something done by a 527 that is, you know, that is involved, lean towards, coming from doing something like advancing the agenda of the Republican Party. And, you know, if you want to call once again and ask the Attorney General, who stalled us off and wouldn't, you know, come on, we're going to call him again. 303-866-4500, if you want to call and ask why he didn't give a fuller explanation as to why he didn't prosecute. 303-866-4500. And you can also call Bill Owens' office, Governor, and ask him if you think that this is good GOP politics, if it's good Colorado politics, actually. 303-866-2471. Let's go to Candace in Boulder. Candace, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, I'm good, thanks. Talking about Tom Tancredo, people can help Bill Winter, who's a progressive candidate against him. Wes Feingold, who's the honorary chair of the Progressive Patriots Fund, has put out, he's a senator from Wisconsin, and he's put out an email, and he's going to give the Progressive Patriots Fund's going to give $5,000 to one of eight progressive candidates, the one that wins, and all people have to do is go to the website and vote for Bill Winter.
Yeah, it's good you should repeat that. We had Bill on this morning and talked about Tom Tancredo and then all, with the automobile business, and then also Bill talked about going there. Go to Russ Feingold's website and to vote, and I certainly have, and everybody else should too. And Bill, hopefully, is in the lead, and hopefully we'll get a crack at some of that money. Candace, thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, see you later. Let's go to Michelle in Denver. Michelle, hi. You're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay. Thanks a lot for everything that you do. Things. Did you ever wonder, and you know, I hate to use this Nazi analogy again, but you know, how all these people got on those trains? I mean, wouldn't you rather you know, die before getting on those trains resisting than getting on them and going through what they did? And I really do think it's a good analogy, because people are they're comatose. They really are. And, you know, when Russ Feingold came out with his censure, I immediately called him and thanked him. I also called Allard when he made that statement, and I told him I was deeply ashamed that he was my senator. And I called Salazar, and I asked him to step in and to say something about Allard's statement. And, you know, I mean, we all take time to do things every day. I mean, what if we took 20 minutes out of our day just to, you know, to be informed and to make some calls and to write an email? We have to participate. Or, you know, I mean, when people tell me, oh, you know, I don't talk politics, my response is, if we don't talk and if we all don't start speaking out, we're not going to be able to pretty soon.
You know, listen, I agree. I mean, I think it's time we started. You know, I think it's time we started fighting back. We have to hold these people accountable. We have to try to battle back. We have to do the best job we possibly can. And everybody should do what they can do. And that doesn't mean, I mean, some people can give thousands of hours worth of time. Other people, you know, what they can do with their lives is give $5. Other people can send emails. But you know what? Everybody can do something. Everybody can do something. Make a phone call, send an email. Do something to tell these people, particularly people in the GOP, and particularly these right-wing groups, you know what? Enough is enough. You know, we're tired of it. We're sick of it. And we're not going to take this stuff anymore. We're just not going to go through it anymore. And you know what? We've had enough. You're going to stop punching us around, because we're going to start punching back.
Right.
I honestly believe, you know, I believe that. And I don't think we have any choice. I mean, and I'm not trying to be alarmist, but I think these are difficult times. These are very tough times. We've been victimized enough. And a lot of it is because we've allowed it to happen. And now is the time to go after these people and stick it to them. And we stick it to them in November at the polls. We stick it to them every single day with email. We stick it to them because, you know what, the right wing's been doing this for years. They've been raising hell for years. You know what, now it's time we raise hell.
What, one more thing. I think that we're, as Democrats in general, we're way too politically correct. We need to get in their faces and just say, you're lying.
Well, I see. I want to have that discussion, and maybe we'll have that discussion tomorrow about the fact that sometimes we're our own worst enemy. And, you know, it's like the couple of guys who called me this morning and said, well, come on, Jay. I mean, you know, you're drinking the Kool-Aid. Democrats don't engage in this activities. You know, they don't engage in these smear campaigns. You want to know something? I can't vouch that 100% that every Democrat across this country that who's running for public office doesn't engage in this. I can't say that they do or they don't. But there's a big part of me that says sometimes I think maybe we don't engage in it enough. And then we let too much go by the boards. And by and large, we always take the high road. And sometimes, you know what? You know, maybe what we need to do, and I want to get into this tomorrow, maybe we need to start thinking about taking the low road. Maybe what I ought to do is go spend $800 and buy a robo machine and start running calls out of the basement of my house. and get down on the same level as the rest of these people. Michelle, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Maybe that's what we need to do. Because every place I've lived in 33 years of radio, and I've lived all over this country, the one thing I've always noticed about Democrats, that by and large, for the most part, and I can't remember any exception to this rule, Democrats have always taken the high road. Always taken the high road. And you know what? That's always worked until recently. And now it doesn't work anymore. Now it doesn't work anymore. And maybe we need to rethink all of this stuff. Maybe we need to get tough and we need to get rough. All right, call the Attorney General's office, John Southers. Call him today at 303-866-4500. That's 303-866-4500. Ask him why he will not prosecute the Trailhead Group over these robocalls. And call Bill Owens and ask him if he thinks this is good Colorado politics, these robocalls, at 303-866-2471. That's 303-866-2471. Back tomorrow. Thank you this morning for putting up with me. I appreciate it.
Hey, salespeople, become part of the $4.9 trillion travel industry. Save up to 85% off your vacation travels for the rest of your life. Call Gene, 800-719-4223 to find out how. You could earn up to $250,000 potentially in your first year and live a lifestyle beyond your wildest dreams. Find out how you could earn over $19,000 in your first month with this proven system. Call Gene now, 800-719-4223.
You've been working hard all winter. Don't you deserve a break? Just picture yourself on a soft, white, sandy beach surrounded by swaying palm trees and turquoise blue waters, drinking something with an umbrella in it. Whether you're a student needing to book your spring break or an adult wanting to vacation away from the kids, find your adventure and fun in the sun, sand, and sea with beaches, etc. Visit beachesetc.com or call 303-426-4491 to book your vacation now.
5016. That's 1-800-400-5016.